earn my fucking minimum wage and go home and fucking smoke some crack sack.
Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest. A process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits.
Fuck the floating car. We want the shit sperm car. Everybody's got shit. Everybody's got sperm. Where's the problem?
Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction. A dumbing down.
I have to jerk off and do it repeatedly. No time for emails and whatnot.
How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Lunatic Radio.
You know, my buddy said to me last night, he listened to last week's show, and he said he literally lost some brain cells listening to it.
Do you understand we're on the radio?
I just don't get it.
I like your show, LOL.
Yeah, I just ran across your show, and I loved what I saw.
Hello? Idiocracy starts here with LunaticRadio.com.
Well, not talking into microphones. He's to death. All right.
Trying to get people interested in this radio show, LunaticRadio.com. 7 years going, and people still don't know what the website is.
Fuck. Fucking dope.
Flying fuck-face fucks. Fuck.
Fuck yourself.
Well, look at you. You're participating.
I like it. It's a pretty good show.
I love this show.
Overmodulation. Dead air.
This is why I love doing radio, because we can just joke about all this crap. And all you have to do is make people laugh, and you're cool.
This is Lunatic Radio.
Hiya! Throwback show. Throw it back. Throwing it back today, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. I'm Kieran. There's Rock.
Yo!
Broadcasting live from New York. And it's a throwback show because joining us on the third mic today in studio is our old third micer. His name is
Ronnie Beans!
His name is Josh Gogan, and there he is, sir.
I may be third mic, but you still don't forget to turn me up. Every show is the same.
The guy drives 8 hours to get here today. I don't put up his microphone, and Rock doesn't pay attention to
it. I actually haven't gone anywhere. Kieran just never turned my mic up until just now.
That's right. We just threw a sheet over you for the last 7 months. Oh, God. Word up, everybody. A lot to do on today's show. No. We're watching the Giants destroy the Seattle Seahawks.
Right, because we knew Josh was here, so we figured we'd just watch some football.
Watch football and not even give a shit about the show.
Let Josh run the show today, and we'll Rock and I'll just watch football off the internet.
Right.
Yeah, word up, everybody. Hope you're doing good. Hope everybody's safe, having a good weekend. Fall's ablaze and Halloween's over.
Fall's ablaze?
It's ablazing. Oh. We're in full bloom fall.
Closing in on winter. Daylight savings time is over. Now yeah. We're all like dark and shit.
Don't forget to turn your clocks back if you haven't already.
I like sounding like a complete idiot. I don't know. It seems funnier. It's getting all dark and shit.
It is getting dark and shit. 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock and it's dark. I hate that.
I woke up this morning. It was 7:30. I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Why were you up at 7:30? Oh, because it was 8:30.
Yeah, right. The clocks went back.
I want to watch TV when the clocks go backwards. What happens to, like, the television shows?
You get to watch the same show over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, do they do that?
It's fucking weird. It's if you're ever watching TV when the clocks go back, you're
really?
Going to be watching the same show again.
Yeah. That's like a Twilight episode? Uh-huh. Twilight Zone?
Here's how I'm going to spin this one, Rock. This is what I want to do.
Okay.
Next time it's daylight savings time,
sure.
I'm
going to
be having sex with a chick.
Oh.
So that, right at the moment when the clocks go back, so that means I can go have sex with her again.
It's. I don't think it works that way.
No. I think it does.
Not like, not
in my head, it does.
That seems a little confusing.
It's like no, Groundhog's Day for everybody.
It changes at 2 a.m. That's when you're supposed to.
Is that
when
it actually? I don't think it happens exactly
yes.
at 2.
Yes! It's at 2, so does the bar stay open an extra hour later?
longer? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I think they do.
Like, you would think they would have, like, a special Set Your Clocks Ahead promotion.
You would think.
I'm sure.
Rolling back. We're staying along.
I'm sure the Thirsty Turtles of the world have a promotion. Yes. Let's turn your clocks back fucking day. More drinks. Everybody.
The drunken leprechaun.
That's exactly how they wrote it on the poster, too.
I would figure that'd be a big...
No catchy phrases or anything.
I would figure that'd be a big day for bars.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
We've talked about... I hate daylight saving. Those fucking farmers just... Fucking farmers. The waste!
Fucking farmers!
We don't need it anymore!
What do I need farmers for? I get my food at the grocery store.
You're damn right!
I don't need farmers.
What about for the truly important farmers out there? The guys growing weed, Rock.
I don't think they give a shit what time it is.
Yeah,
it's 4:20 somewhere.
Like, they get up before noon.
Yeah, really?
I don't know what fucking year it is.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Do those guys pay attention to the clock turning back stuff?
I don't know, but I was just thinking about it with the daylight savings. Do you know the scores before they happen? Can you, like, bet on games because you know what's going to happen? Then they set the hour back? Do you know?
We're going back to that bit now.
It's like Back to the Future.
We're going back to that bit now.
I'm just, like, thinking of now things you could do with, yeah, with that extra hour.
Whatever happens in that hour.
Yeah, now you know what's going to happen.
Hopefully somebody wrote it in an almanac.
In a what?
Quickly, almanac. I'll try again. Almanac.
Almanac. Almanac. Bing!
So, because, is it just the East Coast that changes at 2 a.m., or is it, like, the whole country at East Coast 2 a.m.?
No, at their respective...
So,
it's not 2 a.m. exactly, Josh, and I don't have to look that up.
So, at one point, there's a moment where you're actually 4 hours ahead of the
yeah, you can
Coast,
really fuck yeah,
Coast.
You fuck people up.
You by
can,
the way, I
you
believe
you can call them and go, dude, it's 4 a.m. here in New York. What time is it? 1? Ha!
I believe CNN is reporting this, and also, dude, that's my bike. Chuck Norris is still an hour ahead.
Yeah,
that's coming in from dude. That's my bike in our chat room and CNN. I believe I'm not too sure CNN's reporting that just of yet.
CNN,
but they could be. It's going to be breaking on CNN. Chuck Norris is still an hour ahead. We're an hour behind. He's still an hour ahead. So that's good.
Now here's where it gets confusing. Mm-hmm. Parts of like Arizona doesn't observe.
Stop.
Arizona doesn't give a shit about anything. They just go, fuck the time, watches, who cares?
They don't change?
They just go.
Yeah, they just go.
See,
I wish we could do that. That's brilliant.
We don't need
it. They're right there between, they're between the funky mountain time, which we don't really need.
Funky?
And the
it's funky?
Coast.
Like it's it gets funky, down?
Yeah.
Arizona's very snooty. They don't ever change their clocks.
Really?
They're like in the summertime, they're like 3 hours behind, but then in the wintertime, they're only 2 hours behind. They're very snooty over there. I don't like Arizona too much.
I'm liking Arizona.
Their snootiness.
Most of Asia, most of Australia, pretty much in all of
China.
Africa.
China.
Most that's of South
China.
America.
That's China and India, sir. China and India don't acknowledge it.
They don't. The practice has been criticized. Adding daylight to afternoons benefits retailing sports and other activities that exploit some light after working hours, but causes problems for farming, evening entertainment, and other occupations tied to the sun. Traffic fatalities are reduced when there is extra afternoon daylight. Its effect on health and crime is less clear. Although an early goal of daylight saving time was to reduce evening usage of incandescent lighting, formerly a primary use of electricity, modern heating and cooling usage patterns differ greatly. Blah, blah, blah. The point is, it's not necessary. They should set times to the most amount of light.
They should just shift it a half an hour so you don't have to ever worry about it. And Arizona's a half hour behind or in front of everybody else.
Heaven, you know, honestly, it's a little uppity of Arizona. Just fucking get with the rest of the country.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on Josh. Wow, what's your name?
Joey Third Mike.
I'm on Josh's bandwagon. Yeah, Arizona's kind of cool.
Shaggy's Long Island.
You know, they don't give a fuck.
But then I say everyone shouldn't give a fuck. Why doesn't Arizona give a fuck? Because they have coyotes?
Why are we giving a fuck? For the farmers?
Yeah!
Not anymore, really.
But it's for the light.
You know, farmers have equipment that can drive itself using GPS?
They do!
They can just flip a switch and turn all that shit on and the equipment just farms for them.
Why can't they just get a big light for themselves?
Wait, what?
A big light.
Oh, I heard you the first time.
For themselves.
Say it again. Why don't they just get a big light for themselves? And
then the crops can have another light for themselves.
So I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm late or too early.
Well, at least they do it on Sunday, you know? Isn't that like a middle of the week?
Is it always on Sunday, though, Ryan?
I think
so. Wikipedia that one.
Yeah, what is it? Typically. No, they don't say the specific day. It has. Oh, no, it definitely happens on Sundays. Absolutely.
Not always happens on Sundays, Mad Dog.
Because it's not a...
Oh, wait a minute.
How does it affect the ratings, Mikey?
What was the ratings of last night's Daylight Savings Time, Mikey? How the Yankees do? Honestly, Wikipedia has too much information on the fucking Daylight Savings Time.
Health.
Yeah, Daylight Saving Time has mixed effects on health. In societies with fixed work schedules, it provides more afternoon sunlight for outdoor exercise.
Oh.
It alters sunlight exposure. Whether this is beneficial depends on one's location and daily schedule, as sunlight triggers vitamin D synthesis in the skin. I've completely lost Kieran.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, hold on.
That's ridiculous. Somebody
actually sat down and wrote that shit?
Yeah, well, it's true.
First of all, it's an hour. Is an hour's difference really going to make that much difference?
Yeah, because instead of it being dark at 5 o'clock like that it is now, it
How
would
come
be still
you didn't
light.
Make him say that again? Because that was awful.
Because it's Josh.
He used the word difference in the same sentence twice.
No, but what I'm asking is, it's going to change anyway. It's going to change anyway. Winter is going to give you more dark time.
Why? Why does it have to be that way? I understand it just naturally is where we live here in New York. You know, that means it's just less light, but maximize it. Maximize it to its maximum potential.
By the way,
potentialize it to the max.
This segment,
it's like Brando.
This segment has brought upon a new tagline for the show.
Oh.
LunaticRadio.com, where you don't learn shit.
What do you mean? We're learning.
I ain't learning shit.
We're unlearning some shit.
I think you guys are sucking shit out of my head. Ooh, that's
nice. No, he's saying you learn shit. No, not that you learn shit.
No, we don't learn shit.
No, I think he means that you learn shit.
I know what he meant, but I know what I mean.
What?
Doodly doodly do.
Doodly doo.
Man, we are all over ourselves.
Well, here's a quick question. What if you're on a plane boiling an egg and the time changes? That's right. Do you have to reboil the egg?
Oh, I hate to be baking a potato. I have to wait a whole other hour.
What if you're roasting? Like, you have a pot roast or something, set for like 3 hours.
What do you do?
So confusing, this fucking daylight savings. I'm over in Arizona. It's so much easier.
They don't do anything. Fuck, they don't even have watches over there. They don't even watch the time. What happens in Vegas when they don't notice the time because there's no clocks anywhere in Vegas, right?
Right.
Who the fuck is cooking a pot roast in the middle of the night? It's the middle of the day somewhere. Sheesh.
You don't understand. Suck on that.
Did we cover whether or not America is the only one that does the turn the back the clock?
No, there's other places. Yeah. They have a map.
Does the turn the back clock?
I turn the back the clock.
Europe does it. A small portion of South America. An extremely tiny portion of Africa.
Russia does it.
Yeah.
Mother Russia. That's the reason we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Greenland does. Look at that.
Thank goodness.
Huh.
Look at them.
It's like Brazil does it.
No, they're in the... Oh, is that Brazil over here?
I think it's Brazil.
Well, most of South America doesn't.
Yeah, they're all the same to you, aren't they, Rock?
By the way, dude, that's my bike chiming in. People in the... people who cook at night, Rock, if you wanted to know.
Oh.
Vampires and hookers. Those are the two people that cook at night. If you wanted to know.
Oh, I really didn't?
You can probably Wikipedia that. I'm sure there's a whole write-up on it somewhere. That's Rock. He's starting to type now.
No, I'm just... It's interesting. They refer to it as British English.
British English.
Summertime. So we can blame the Brits on all this? Is that what you're saying?
Wikipedia.
It was modern... daylight saving was first proposed in 1895 by George Vernon Hudson.
Now...
Who is this asshole?
What's weird to me is you go back to that map.
Yes, sir.
It's, part of Australia does it, but the other part doesn't.
Doesn't. And it's... Yeah.
That makes no sense.
That's got to be fucking weird for FedEx and UPS.
Yeah.
So what if we never turned back the clocks from this point forward? Would the farmers really
everything would be... It's like Y2K. Did anything happen when 2001 hit? No. If we stopped doing daylight savings time, would anything happen? No. Everybody would be fine.
Mm.
I blame this George Vernon Hudson. This fucking... You know what he is? Kieran, he's an entomologist. Take a guess what an entomologist is.
He eats a lot of Entenmann's cakes. Oh, and knows a lot about them, and he can philosophize about the fucking...
Philosophize
about the cakeage.
He's a plantinist.
What is an entomologist?
I like that.
A guy that jerks off a lot?
What is an entomologist? Do you even know what that is? What is that, by the way? Let's go look that up.
I was asking Kieran. I asked Kieran serious questions. But you asked him for answers.
I told you exactly what it is. A guy that loves to fucking eat Enderman's cake.
No, but you said it in an accusatory tone as if, like, do you even fucking know what an entomologist is?
Accusatory!
I don't even know what it is. I don't know.
Just so you know, it's not to be confused with etymology.
No, because I wasn't going to confuse it with that.
What is it? Entomology. That which is cut in pieces or engraved, segmented, hence insect, is the scientific study of insects. So wait a minute.
A bug guy?
A bug guy decided we needed to do this. A fucking guy who likes bugs.
Aren't the bugs the ones that eat the plants?
The bugs.
So why do we have to cater to the fucking bugs who ruin our crops?
No, some bugs are helpful for crops because they eat other bugs.
That are eating plants?
Yeah.
Can we get this guy Hudson on the phone?
For example, I noticed in Pennsylvania, we had a bunch of ladybugs.
Uh-huh.
They were all over the place. And I was like, what are with all these ladybugs? I looked it up, and they were brought in from these are Asian ladybugs.
That were brought in to eat these
bugs.
Do they suck you? Oh,
God. Go ahead.
No, it was the same joke.
Same time. Go ahead.
By the way, Rock and I just had a helmet-to-helmet on the same joke.
Like the center field and left and field came together.
I saw a little string of gooiness between the two helmets, too, when you pulled away.
It happens.
Absolutely. We were docking for that punchline.
But the ladybugs were brought in to eat the aphids.
The
worms? Which are little mites that eat the plants. So they're basically ladybugs were brought in to eat the bad bugs, eat the plants.
Josh, this was funny.
It was.
Get to the punchline, please.
No, I'm just giving you some information.
You don't want it, we can move on. I don't care.
George Vernon, I love how this fucking guy of insects started this whole shit.
What's his name again?
George Washington Carver, peanut butter.
George Vernon Hudson.
With his bugs.
George Vernon Hudson.
So what I'm saying is if we stop the
bugs?
Turning back of the clock thing,
yeah,
we'll... Eventually, farmers just lose their minds and start trying to grow plants with Rondo.
Fine.
Yeah,
I'm getting the electrolytes.
This is how we get the Idiocracy.
Right.
Stop turning back the clock.
Right,
like you know, maybe New Mexico is like, you know, Arizona's pretty fucking cool. They don't turn back fucking clocks. I ain't fucking turn back clock. Change reaction with all the states, and boom, farmers are all screwed. And then they start putting electrolytes on fucking plants, and we're all screwed.
Does Mike Judge sponsor this show?
He does.
Okay.
He tells me, Kieran, this is how you're going to mix in the Idiocracy talk for this week.
Splitfire knows what an entomologist is. It's a virgin with no life.
Ooh, I like that.
He just insulted a dead guy. Really? Does anybody win?
Next time I go to a bar, I'm going to ask a chick, are you an entomologist?
Would you like one? No? Is that how that works?
Would you like some?
How you been, Josh? We haven't seen you in a while.
Good.
You did drive 8 hours to get here today.
Yeah, but fuck me, whatever. Who cares about that? Let's talk about more bug guys.
All the way from North Carolina today to do the radio program.
I got up early. That extra hour actually came in handy.
Right, 5:30, got in the car, hit it up, what is it, 95?
95.
95 north?
Yeah.
Boom. Do you pass south of the border?
No.
Is there a north of the border?
No.
All right.
South of the border is
south.
95 south.
Oh, all right.
So,
he's not that far south.
Oh, that's between, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so you drove. How was your drive?
It was weird because at one point I realized I'm like an hour away and I don't remember half of this drive. This is weird.
Whoa.
Really?
Because of the hour difference. Yeah, fucked you up.
I time traveled while driving. I didn't kind of blocked out most of the drive.
You just zoned out on your way up?
Yeah, kind of.
That is kind of scary when you take a long trip like that and you're like you get to your destination, you're like, "Man, I don't really remember driving."
Yeah.
But I did for 8 hours today.
Well,
it's kind of scary.
It might have been because the morning hours there's like a good deal of dark during the morning hours.
Mm.
And then
are you being racist?
No.
Oh.
No, I drove,
took the
I just didn't stop for any red lights. And
took
then,
a different route, huh? Yeah. Took the road less traveled.
But it's like, you know, wow, I'm here before I know it.
So, mm.
Very cool. The New York City Marathon was going today.
Right. Oh. I'm sure a lot of people died today. Thank you to people who want to run. Thank you to those folks. A lot of ambulances were stuck in traffic going, all right, this fucker's dead.
I had an extra 45 minutes tacked onto my drive because no one told me the Verrazano Bridge would be closed. Yeah. The bridge is out!
By the way, the guy that won the New York City Marathon,
yeah,
what do you want to know his winning time is?
Was he Nigerian?
No, I think he was Indian or something.
Okay.
No, he was Egyptian.
He was
Ethiopian.
He was some sort of Ian.
Yeah. What was his?
He was some sort of Ian.
He was lesbian.
Yeah. He was some kind of Ian. I don't know.
He's Ian.
What kind of Ian it was?
The time? 2 hours and 8 minutes.
And how many miles? 28?
26.
26 in 2 hours.
What's the math on that, Rock?
A lot.
7.
Pretty fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Who cares? No one cares. Does anybody really care? He's running a fucking sport. It's torture. Running's torture.
Yeah.
Marathons
are torture. Like running for health, you know, a couple miles here and
there. Yeah, a couple miles, you know, do a couple sprints, get the heart pumping. But you need to do 26 fucking miles.
No.
Is that an achievement?
Actually, marathons can be deadly.
Yeah, to the people because they shut down these massive cities for these jackholes.
Not just that.
To fucking run. 40,000 at a clip running going, I'm going to feel so much better about myself when I finish this long-ass fucking run.
Well, not just that, but I mean, the marathon itself can kill you. Because, you know, you're not built to run that long a distance, really.
Yeah, right.
There are people that dropped it. In fact, the very first guy to run the marathon, who it was named after, and I think it was Greek mythology, at the very end of it, dropped dead.
Good for him.
Delivered his message and then died.
People should have realized, you know, saw that and gone, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't make this a sport.
Is that really a sport?
I don't know what it is. It's annoying. And you know how, like, when you see a professional athlete and, you know, he's all, like, big and muscular and the kids look top to him when they're playing.
Right.
They're like, oh, I want to, you know, build myself. Do you ever see a marathon and you're like, you look at them, they look sickly.
Yeah.
No, like, kids have posters of marathon runners in their bedroom.
I want to look like that guy.
When your sport turns you into that.
Yeah. Into an in-shape mess.
Yeah, it's not healthy. Like, I look at Lance Armstrong. That guy's like a beanpole. He's a tiny dude.
He's missing a nut.
Well, he's missing
and they're
nut.
Shaped
you
weird.
You find that.
They got weird shapes to them, too, those marathoners.
Yeah.
Marathoners.
I mean, it's not good to run that much. What does it do to your muscles? It emaciates them. Right?
The pounding on your knees have got to be
I mean, think about it. We're not meant to run like that.
Right. Especially on concrete.
If we're going to run, it's going to be for short, short, fast bursts. You know, you're trying to hunt down an animal or something. But if you're going to go long distances, why the hell would you run? You'd walk it.
Why don't they just, like, get 40,000 dogs and throw them over the Verrazano and see, let them run? That'd be kind of fun.
Why would you do that?
And they take forever. Just close down the. Why are you closing down New York City?
That's what drives me crazy.
Yeah.
These are races that no one gives a shit about. No one cares. What did you, anybody?
Puerto
do you
Ricans?
Know anybody that woke up this morning going?
Sorry.
Going. You know, I gotta see the marathon that's on TV. Have you heard one sports talk radio show mention a marathon? No! Yet they shut down the biggest city in the planet to run this thing.
Yes.
And they do it at every other city.
Boston.
And everybody gets pissed off. Josh drove up here today from North Carolina. And when did you get to the bridge, the Verrazano Bridge, where the marathon starts?
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
Wow. I thought I was so... I was going to be here so early and like, wow, maybe I'll even be able to take a nap.
Well,
be awesome.
Josh got to the Verrazano Bridge where the marathon begins at 1 o'clock. That was probably, 5 hours after the race already began?
Yeah.
And it was still closed. I drove over the Verrazano last night and I saw the sign up above said it was going to be closed at 11 o'clock last night.
Wow.
So they closed the bridge, a major artery from Staten Island to New York.
Well, it was funny too because you had
from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock the next day.
Right.
That's nuts.
And all the traffic was going to the Verrazano. It was like you kicked over an anthill. It was just like New York license plates going every which way because nobody knew which way. Some old guy came up right up next to me, and he does a little roll your window down thing.
Mm.
And I go, okay, how do I get to Brooklyn? I don't know, sir. I don't know. I'm just following the car in front of me in hopes that they might get me there.
Right.
They say you gotta take another bridge. How do you get there? I don't fucking know. I'm just, did you not see? I'm from the South now. Don't follow me.
Yeah.
And ask me questions about your goddamn state.
Yeah.
It's fucking unbelievable that they shut down.
And what is it? What I don't get.
Who's still the start line? It started in Verrazano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as the last guy's gone, open it back up.
The traffic should be waiting to fucking barrel over the case of the lollygaggers.
Jog back?
Yeah.
Joey slow motion.
You want to finish that race fast. Let everybody start out and then have cars follow them.
Can you believe it? They closed the bridge down. Shut up!
Fucking awful, dude.
I'm not going to Brooklyn. Why would I know? Which way to Lunatic Radio, old man? Do you know that?
Yeah, I think they shut down New York City for you know, like they do it for marathons. They do it for every fucking day. We got another fucking parade. Another group's got to have a fucking parade about something. Enough of closing down Manhattan. I mean, the traffic's bad enough.
Yeah.
It's bad enough, and now we have to fucking celebrate every day. Another group's got to celebrate some shit every day. And everybody else has got to
do it outside of New York.
That's why people are so pissed off in this fucking area.
How about if you're going to have a parade, have the New York whatever parade outside of New York.
Yeah.
So that way, maybe you clear out the city every weekend so somebody who's not involved in that shit can drive around and park somewhere.
Absolutely, man. It's where our freaking business is happening, right there in on the island of Manhattan. Yet we have to fucking celebrate every day that it's fucking Manhattan. And
look at us!
Yeah, look at us. Let's have some 40,000 assholes run through the city all day. Let's do that. Fucking geniuses.
Ugh.
And I see Michael Bloomberg at the inn handing out fucking medals to people who look like they have AIDS.
Look at those people at the inn that are just trotting. Oh, come on, you can finish. Keep going. You can. It's not like there's a bunch of cars waiting to go through the street. Take your time and get across that line. It should be a line where you go, all right, it's been an hour. If you haven't got past here, you're done.
Mm.
Next year, train harder.
The only the one thing that got the most press off the marathon happening today was that Chilean coal miner guy.
It's like a Chiquita banana or something.
Yeah. He was running in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
So there were cameras on him.
His marathon debut, Chiquita banana running the marathon in the New York City. Why?
By the way, New York Giants 34-0
over
the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Blowhawks.
Battle of the people in first. I think not that they're Seattle.
It's a great city. I like the city. I'm going to run in the city.
Blues Travel is playing tonight, if you're wondering.
That's my impression of Chilean Minor.
Blues Travel is playing for the marathon.
Yeah, that's for the runners.
So a big
race.
Fat guy who got his stomach stapled is going to play to a bunch of people who fucking don't eat. All they do is run.
I was just thinking the Chilean miner takes a wrong turn. He winds up like on 160th Street.
Yeah, he gets up into the hundreds.
Oh no, he's dark out here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the mine again.
Dark in here, dark out here.
Oh, here's a yeah. Let's see what the prize money is. I never knew what the actual earnings are.
He just ran in the subways.
Yeah, make him feel more at home. Yeah.
$130,000 if you win, $200,000 if you won the previous year. If you repeat, you get more money.
Wow. Really?
That's interesting.
All right, I'm training. Fuck it.
Any celebrities running the fucking?
Robin Quivers was running it.
Stop it,
Robin Quivers.
Yeah,
from the Howard Stern Show.
Yeah,
she ran a marathon.
Yeah,
with what her mouth?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like a fast inchworm with her mouth. Her legs flapping behind her.
Oh, boy.
Because she talks a lot, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. Enough with the fucking marathons. All
really?
Right, people. We're done. We're done with daylight savings time, and we're done with fucking marathons.
It is the worst day today.
How about run
it
on
the... It is a combination of the marathon and the fucking daylight savings
time. Why not run your marathon on the sidewalks? Fuck up the pedestrians' day. Why you gotta fuck with the car drivers?
They don't even do the walkathons on sidewalks.
Right.
It's annoying. Bike-a-thon's not on a bike path.
No.
On a fucking highway where I gotta drive. Nothing interesting about running. Who gives a shit? God.
You get that runner's high, man.
Yeah, you do. It's fucking awesome. So impressed by your fucking runner's high, asshole.
You're about to die when you get to...
Yeah. People are fucking, like, you know, like, there's always those people in marathons that get to, like, mile fucking 20, and they're really not fit enough to run a marathon, and they literally, like, shit their pants and pee themselves and pass out.
Yeah.
And really? People, yeah, they do. Happens all the time.
Nobody talks. Nobody interviews. Those should be the people that get interviewed and stuff. Not the winner.
Here's the question. This is the lunaticradio.com covering the marathon question.
I like this.
Because sometimes these marathoners, they get so their bodies get so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
They
explode.
They lose control of their
bowels.
Yeah.
No way. They poop themselves.
Yeah. So how many people ran in the marathon today?
8.
40,000, I think.
40,000?
Something like that.
How many of those 40,000, Rock, would you say...
Poop their pants?
Poop their pants. How many poops of the pants happened?
That's a very good question, and I bet you no one's got it.
I don't even think Google has that question answered.
I wonder how we would ever find out.
I would want to know. How many people pooped their pants during the New York City Marathon today?
And
how
what
many
do they
marathoners?
Do they have a guy like at the circus with a thing with a... The broom and this shit thing, he just sweeps it up and...
Guy with the can, the rolling can and a sweeper.
Yeah. God damn.
I remember it happened when I was in high school. This is the first time I ever heard of something like that. There was a high school track meet in my high school. And it was like one of those, I don't know, what is it, 800 meter, whatever the fuck. They just keep on running around that goddamn track, right? One of those races, right?
Right.
And one of the kids fucking shit himself towards the end of the fucking race. And everybody was just, the kid was mortified for the rest of his life. I'm sure he's probably dead now.
It's probably for him, it's probably like Mario Kart. That's his banana peel. I'm just going to leave it behind me and fuck up the guy behind me.
Yeah, and he shat himself. And, you know, they're wearing those fucking runner fucking shorts.
Right.
The little nut hugger things. And the thing went straight down his fucking leg.
That is so nasty.
It was all down his thigh. Like, it had like a little tread mark thing. Like, posi traction on the shit down his leg. Pretty fucking awful. I'm sure that happened in the marathon today. I got to say, 10 people.
I think that's a fair number. I mean,
10 people.
40,000 people?
Out of 40,000, 10 shat themselves.
I'd say it's more than that.
Ooh.
So you're saying
you gotta figure the old
you're
people?
Saying it was an epidemic.
You got some old
shitters.
You got old people that are running that race.
Now, Rock, can you quickly pull up the route?
Yeah.
Of the New York City Marathon,
I'm sure could.
So we can guess. We can guesstimate if we look at the route of the marathon today, where most of the shits took place. This is what we're talking about on the show. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yes, it's two topics. Two-topic radio.
So here's your course.
Damn, it's
next hour. All right, here's the course. Right, there's the Verrazano. Go over the Verrazano. Looks like you go up the BQE there.
Why would you start it there? Just move it a little bit north.
Yeah,
well, you got to do all five boroughs.
Do it a little bit north, and you don't got to close that fucking bridge.
But you got to do all five boroughs.
They still start. All right, go up, Rock. All right, we're going up the BQE. It looks like we're making a turn up... looks like they're going all the way to what bridge? What bridge do they get to?
Wait, you got to keep going. They're still in
BQE, 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 BQE. Oh,
they go over to Queensborough.
Queensborough Bridge that goes over Retard Island.
Into Manhattan,
all the way up to Harlem. That's crazy. I got to say,
that's where
they hit the Bronx.
That's where they start running really
fast.
That's
where they start. They run all the way from the lower Manhattan all the way up to the Bronx, which is north. So I'm thinking the Bronx took most of the shits today from the marathon.
Mile 20, 21. This is mile 20.
Mile 20 and 21. That's where people started dropping.
No, I would imagine it's right after 21. That's when they start dropping.
They're in the heart of Harlem up here in the 130s.
Oh, God. And by the way, the people up there wouldn't even notice the difference, so it doesn't.
What are you trying to say?
That's why it's not a big news story. If they shat right next to Central Park.
Is that really the term? Is that
shat?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, for runners, we call it shat.
No, I mean, like, past tense of shitting is shat. Is that true? Because people, too many people have said it, and what? I just never believe that it's really true.
Shat or shart?
Shat is past tense of shit.
Yeah. Shat.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. Rock, would you like me to...
can you use it in a sentence?
What do you think? Shitted is the better?
Yes. I want to know now if shat is a real term.
It is, Rock.
This is the worst show
By
ever.
The way, why are you looking so small today?
I'm like low in my seat.
Yeah. Yeah, shat is
Yeah, it's a past participle of shit.
Yeah, so we're thinking Upper Harlem took most of the shits today shat. From the runners at mile 2021.
So everybody shat.
Of the marathon. A lot of shitting going on in the New York City marathon today. Congratulations
hey.
To the people who finished the marathon without shitting themselves. Good for you. Good for you, you
Good
fucking
for you.
Running asshole.
How do you eat before a marathon?
Cock.
No, I'd say what?
Oh, I thought you said what?
I cock-loaded before this thing.
Oh, instead of carb-loaded. Yeah. I get it.
You get it?
I see how that works.
Yeah, there's a lot of carbs in those
days. I replaced carb with cock.
It's a lot of...
I get my protein for my run.
That's right. Mark in the chat room, shit happens, and it happened in Harlem today.
And shat happened, apparently.
Shat happened.
Right.
Shit happens, and then shat happened.
Right.
I think
so.
No.
In a marathon, shit happens. There you
yes.
go.
Yes.
Right.
But you're using the verb form as a noun, in which case that wouldn't be the... Oh, I see what you were doing. You were making... Okay, never mind. You were making a joke.
No, he was doing nothing. That was the whole thing. Nothing was actually happening.
Mm.
So when's Kieran going to eat this cracker?
Yeah, he needs to eat this cracker.
No, the cracker's got jizz on it.
No.
No.
No, it's cream cheese.
Cream cheese and what's the jizz thing on the top?
It's jam.
It's a jalapeno mango...
marmalade.
Marmalade, yes.
So what are you saying? It's jizz from a Mexican?
No, it's not, actually. That was a cute joke.
What is it?
It's jalapeno and mango.
Is it spicy?
Marmalade. Yes. You should have it. But the cream cheese... Subdues.
Does it give me a boner?
It's like a little bit. Mexican lube.
It's gonna give me a boner? You guys got boners? Because you ate a whole fucking plate of them things.
Yeah. It's good.
You both got boners right now?
Well, that's not why. Right.
It's irrelevant to the whole cracker thing. Come on, eat it.
Let me smell it.
Just eat it.
Let me smell it.
We're trying to get Kieran to eat different foods. We're taking him to a Korean restaurant tonight. Just eat it. It's cream cheese.
It smells like dried cum. I'll eat it.
Do you like Ritz's?
I'll eat it later. Eat it. No, the plate's going to fall. Just eat it, you douche.
I got a little tobacco in my mouth.
All right.
I can't mix marmalade and tobacco. I'll eat it. Kieran will try something new today.
Is that the next one to go? Never mind.
By the way, Giants kicking ass today in the NFL.
Right.
Jets 1-2. We only cover New York sports. Sorry. Right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more horse shit right after this. LunaticRadio.com show where you learn shit. Right after this.
Tiny bubble. Hey, this is Abson. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting in a hot tub full of bubbles. And fucking awesome. Go fuck yourself.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Make me feel fine. Tiny bubble.
Yes?
Are you familiar with a fantastic website that's sweeping the nation, Two Girls, One Cup?
No, I haven't heard of that website.
You said your boyfriend was at the computer, right?
Yes.
Ask him to go to that website real quick, and we want to get your impression of it.
Yeah, actually.
What is it called?
Do this. Go over to your boyfriend and ask him to log on to 2girls1cup. That's the number 2girls1cup.com.
Go to 2girls1cup. That's number 2. Girls1cup.com.
And just watch it.
Yeah. It's hot.
It's pretty hot.
Oh my god.
Continue to watch.
You know what?
It's Gianna Lynn watching 2girls1cup. Everybody on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh my god! Oh my god. Yeah, you can hear me background too. That's horrible. Okay, I'm not that cute. kinky.
There's okay. No, there's no chance
I'm
of
sorry,
you.
But there's like a line you can't cross.
Here's the question though. We batted this around when we first found this video. Is how do girls wind up doing that? Are they just whacked out of their minds needing coke, or what's going on?
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm just kidding. I said it's called crystal meth, and it's very addictive.
That's a powerful drug.
Any chance we make a sequel of that?
No!
Oh, no! No!
Or it's called, you know, rent. Some girls need the money.
Seriously, it's crazy, man.
So this is what I suggest. You and the boyfriend there, watch that video continuously and try to have sex.
That's the challenge.
All right, and I'll break out my little wallet and start masturbating to that right this minute.
Now,
see, that's wrong.
Now,
the LunaticRadio.com show.
Wait a minute, did you say you have a new Facebook page?
Yes.
Whoa, tell us about it.
Facebook.com/lunaticradio. Look, Rock, you speak over me when we're doing the promo.
I didn't realize we were doing it. I actually believe you.
Are you saying Facebook.com/lunaticradio for everything Lunatic Radio that I want on Facebook?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Updates on shows.
Updates on shows.
And new stuff.
And new stuff.
And when Rock wants to tell you he's blowing a load, he'll tell you about it on Facebook.
Facebook.com/lunaticradio?
That's right!
Wow!
Yes!
Sign me up today!
Whimmy!
For a limited time only, you can also receive...
Jizz in the face? Facebook.com/lunaticradio. You can now hear the lunaticradio.com show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory wasted. Available on your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, and BlackBerry. Download it easily at Stitcher.com or go check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. That's lunaticradio.com on Stitcher Radio. Download the app today. Stitcher!
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
I don't know.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
That's what you hear.
Yep.
Ah, that's a little fruitier.
Hi, everybody. LunaticRadio.com. Dunkle, Joe Kierock. Josh Gogan hanging out with that? You.
Who?
Josh Gogan.
Dunkelweizen.
Dunkelweizen. So anyways, like I was saying, things are good with me now.
And,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
That was everything. You're doing good.
Yeah, I'm
trying
doing
to get
good.
Back. You're up in New York, maybe doing a little stand-up comedy
yeah,
for the folks.
Yeah, I'm going to hit a few mics, but actually I've found a good place.
Why are you going to hit guys named Mike? That's not nice.
Hey. No, I don't know. I found like some sort of, I don't want to say, I don't know how to put it, but I found I focused.
What?
You know?
You focused.
Yeah. Well, I was watching, I got Louis C.
Porn! You were watching porn! Right.
Yeah, I always focus.
I got one of Louis C.K.'s DVDs, and and it had a special on that he had done 15 years ago or something.
Mm.
And I was watching it, and then about a week later, I was reading some book called The 80-20 Principle or 80-20 Rule. And
what the hell is the 80-20 Rule?
80-20 Rule is that 80%, you know, it's not a perfect ratio, it varies, but basically 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts.
Ooh, I like that.
So basically, the majority of the good stuff that the majority of the profits that a company sees comes from 20% of the stuff that they do, and the ratio.
While the rest of the people just passing out in their cubicles,
right? But something clicked in my head, and I thought, you know what, I'm going about this all wrong. So I've got a new focus, and my main thing is to right now. I want to book a bunch of rooms for 2011. I want to get a bunch of dates.
Mm.
I want to sit out a nice solid set,
right?
And then go from there. But I don't know exactly what my plan is. But I feel like there's somewhere to go with it now. Like I feel like it's not the Because at first, it's you go up, you build a good set, you get, you know, you keep going up, you keep going up, and then eventually someone's going to see you and go, oh, you're good, and you should, you know, get, you know, I'll let me manage you, and then you get an A, you know, and all right. this crap, and then you get a special, and then, but you know, is that really the way to go? It's kind of like, you know, you go, all right, do you really want to be the guy who just jumps on what everybody else is going, oh, that's what you're supposed to do now? You know, so.
Well, there's no path for trying to be an entertainer with
there's
a
not.
Comic
it's
or radio
those,
guy.
It's
or
one of those, well, we were talking about Dane Cook earlier, and it's one of those things where, you know, as soon as Dane Cook took off, people go, oh, MySpace, you got to get on MySpace. That's
right,
where it's
everybody
at.
Fucking got on MySpace.
But then once that happened, who gives a shit about MySpace? MySpace isn't doing anything. I was a MySpace nut. I was on there for hours a day, you know. And
loser!
Yes.
Oh, I think that's what people are aspiring people who want to be in entertainment try to do. But they try to find the path. They try to find some sort of path that they can take. There is none.
Right. And
it's just having talent and being lucky at some point.
And it's one of those things where I think once you've discovered what the other person did to get there, that path is no longer open.
Right, because that was Dane Cook's path, the MySpace right. thing.
So I think
and the gyrations.
So that something clicked in my head. So I've got kind of a vague plan of what I want to do, but right now I just need to set up some solid get a solid schedule for 2011, and then work on the material I want to, and I plan on recording something in 2011.
2011. We can look forward to a Josh Gogan DVD, maybe?
Maybe, but I want to do something different with it. I don't want it to be something where I make any – my problem with
– you don't want to make the standard you on stage doing joke thing?
Well, no. Well, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with that. But my problem is, you know, at this point, I don't feel like – enough people know me to where I go, all right, you should pay for my DVD.
Right.
So I want to come up with a way that's going to be effective both for me and to just be able to go, fuck it, look at it, take it, whatever, just take it.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. You can have that. Because what happened was I was looking at Louis C.K.'s special from whenever, and it was funny.
Right.
But it's nowhere near what he is now. And it's always been the thought that you don't put anything out until you're ready. You don't go to New York until you're ready. You don't do this until you're ready. But are you ever really ready? You know? There's a point where you shouldn't put anything out there. Like your first couple of years, you definitely shouldn't put anything out there because you have no idea what you're doing.
Right.
But once you start forming who you are and what you're thinking, why am I holding on to that and waiting for some magical moment to put something out there? Why don't I just go ahead and put it out there? And it's kind of like they say, if you want to do something, you find someone successful at it and do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear that, you go, okay, I'm going to do what they did. They're like, no, don't do what they did. Do what they do. And what do those guys do? They work on their hour or whatever, their half hour special or whatever. They record it. Then they move on to something new.
Right.
So why am I writing and performing and doing things and building up a thing of material and hanging on to it and waiting for my moment to go, okay, HBO wants to do something or Comedy Central wants to. What am I hanging on to?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking record it and move on and write new shit. Why am I – what am I doing?
Right.
But it's like that in your head, like this is what you're supposed to do, you know, and I kind of like, all right, forget all that.
Yeah,
I don't
fuck to forget this.
I don't
what
care
you're
about
supposed
that.
To do,
I don't
yeah.
care about that. And honestly, if nothing happens, I can at least look back in 10, 15 years and go, all right, I recorded 3 hours of stuff. That's what I did. I have that. I mean, if nothing else,
are you
going to
be
me,
satisfied with that though?
I will be, because I'll be able to go, that's what I did. Whether or not it takes off, I have no control over that.
Right.
Honestly, I have no control. You could get picked up by – you could have Comedy Central want to do a half hour with me. I mean, who did Comedy Central's half hour specials this year?
I have no fucking idea.
So what difference does it fucking make?
I know. I was watching the other night and I caught it on Comedy Central. But
porn!
It wasn't a it wasn't a Comedy Central half hour, but Bill Burr's HBO – one night stand up or whatever the hell it was. Mm-hmm. Fucking A, man, was that good.
Yeah.
Bill Burr is so fucking funny, man.
And that's something I
And
would...
that, like you just said about the Louis C.K. thing you were watching, you're like, and he put it out and it wasn't that, it, you know, you didn't think it was
it
that
was
good.
Funny.
Or not as good as he is now.
Right. It doesn't represent what he is now.
But that half hour that, or hour that I saw of Bill Burr, that was like, I've never seen him so funny. That was so fucking classic.
But the thing is as far as comics go, once he's a few years away from that, he's going to look at that material and go, oh God, that was terrible.
I don't know, because it's really good.
No, but that's the difference. Yeah. That's the thing, is that...
I always do that, though. I do go back to the 80s. Like, I'll catch that on, I don't know what, Encore. Somebody fucking plays it. One of those movie channels plays old stand-up from, like, Rascals in New Jersey. From, like, it's like, it's Ray Romano.
Right.
And it's like 85, and he's up there in a suit and tie, and he's doing these jokes that... If somebody told you that joke, like, sitting on a bus, you'd be like, what? Shut up, asshole.
Yeah.
You're wasting my quietness.
Yeah.
You're ruining it. It's, like, awful. Some of the comedians, you can't believe that these guys are, you know, they got sitcoms off of that.
Right.
Even Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of the
I never thought he was that funny, but then it turns out.
He's a good writer, and he got together with
and he made a fantastic sitcom.
Made a fantastic sitcom, but yeah, and same with Ray Romano. I mean, that Everybody Loves Raymond's great, but you're right. I mean, is it that maybe comedians nowadays are getting better or more savvy, or it's just
it's the audiences, I think.
The audiences are getting are smarter, well, so you have to give them more realism.
The thing is that you hear a joke, all right, I know that, and then you start hearing the same, not maybe a different joke, but it's on the same thing, and you're like, all right, I'm tired of that subject. So I think that's more what it is, where, you know.
By the way, people in the chat room.
Apparently Cheeky Panda is saying we're boring.
Oh.
Who's Cheeky Panda?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh.
She was the one that was on camera, like, listening to music.
Oh.
So I say, call in, complain. Tell us what we suck. We like that. It's.
No, we're boring because we're not paying attention to her.
Oh, here's...
She was there for a half hour. We weren't paying attention.
Oh, here's a caller.
Caller, you're on the air. Hope you're entertaining.
Hey, how you doing over there?
Good. How are you doing over there?
Pretty good. I just had a comment about the show. Can you suck your own cock?
Yes, we can. Would you like me to do that now for you?
Now, look, the guy said that and then he hung up. Didn't even get a, like...
No improv skills on
that. Seriously.
Is your refrigerator running? I thought so. Oh, shit.
Karen was all for it.
I was ready to show him how I can suck my own cock.
Yeah, Karen was all for it. I got to hang up.
People are... Do you have a refrigerator in a can? You do? Okay.
He was scared guy on the phone who wanted to insult.
It's like, okay, fine, insult us. Who cares? But at least hang out, you know, whatever.
He was scaredy insult guy.
Yeah, really? Can you suck your cock? Goodbye, bye, bye, bye. You guys suck! Click.
Hey, how you doing over there? You suck! All right, there, slid it on. Don't get too fucking... crazy on us.
I gotta reference.
That's it. I'm close. You know what? That guy ruined my radio. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done with radio.
It's over.
Down the shop. I'm gonna play Hotties of the Week for one last time.
It's over. He can say, all right.
Look, there's nothing that you can say that none of us already think ourselves.
Yeah.
Literally, dude.
Yeah.
I told a story one time on this radio show that I fucking jacked off into a prop that was designed to jack off into.
Seriously.
Whatever you say, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, really. We played a roast last week where people...
Yeah, they just called me faggot for a half hour.
Which is always fun. Oh, wait. It might be the same person again. Caller.
You suck, okay, bye.
I love you.
Love you.
See, Karen. Hello?
Hello?
This is entertaining.
Hello?
Actually, it's
awesome. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of entertaining, actually.
All right, hang up if he's just going to do that. Use the phone.
Fuck you.
Why? Why fuck us?
Why fuck us, sir?
Why? Well, see, and they hung up again.
God damn.
It's actually kind of fun, actually.
Fuck you.
Oh, I told this cheeky panda to call in.
Hold on, hold on. I got one. I got one.
Oh.
You suck. I got him. I got him good.
So I told this cheeky panda to call in. Tell us why we suck. Tell us why we're boring. And she says, no, I wouldn't waste.
I wouldn't last.
W-A-S-T.
Money on you, born twats.
Boring twats.
No, it's boring. Boring. Like we're boring a hole.
Mm.
Boring.
Boring twats.
Like you're boring a twat?
Right. You're making your own.
Oh, God.
Bore your own twat.
Thank God I'm not fucking you.
That's...
Really?
I had to go there. I'm not taking lip.
Lip? Oh, no. Watch yourself.
Don't be uppity when I don't know you.
I mean, you know, they tell us we suck. Meanwhile, we're watching the Giants game while the show's going. Believe me, we know where we're at. You don't need to remind us.
I'm drinking on the air, asshole.
Seriously.
Like, I'm worried about what the fuck
just
I'm broadcasting.
Just goofing around.
You're no good at radio!
You know, if you're going to insult, at least enjoy the moment, you know? Like, sit there.
Yeah, like, sit, you know, let us retort.
Yeah.
Fuck your hopes and dreams! You can never make it to radio!
Why is it so loud?
He hangs up. That's what he does. He just yells out stuff.
You guys are gonna die someday!
Why do you have to do the passing of the mic?
Because it's, I don't know, it's funner.
It's the funner. Yeah. Are you gonna eat your cracker, Kieran? Because I wanna get rid of that plate. So this is,
That pan is cheeky!
It's, mango jalapeno with. He ate half of it. It's a fucking tiny cracker. Eat half of it. Oh, he's eating the whole thing!
Wow!
Kieran is eating food other than chicken fingers and fries!
I'm gonna pay for like fucking pussy.
So that means it's good?
Jalapeno pussy?
Mm-hmm. Give me the plate. Give me the plate before it falls. So wait, is that good if it tastes like vaginal? It's a little hot? A little spicy?
This is a pussy with teeth.
Fucking hey, man.
Wasn't that a movie?
And if not, it should be. No, that's what we do.
You guys can't eat jalapeno mango salsa!
We sit around and eat jalapenos.
It's brilliant fucking
ideas.
Radio, dude. You're eating crackers on the air, man. You guys suck. By the way, Giants win.
You guys are such losers, you wouldn't get any type or flavor pussy.
Or flavor pussy?
You wouldn't get any type or flavor
pussy. You know, it's fun when people insult us.
Exclamation point!
Makes full sense.
Rock, the cheeky girl's typing in. She has something to say. What is she saying in there, Rock?
No, Josh just did it.
Oh, Josh just
did it. Josh just did it. Apparently, when Josh does it, it's not.
Well, it's all caps with exclamation points.
You know what's funny, though?
Nothing about it?
If she called in, she'd probably like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yet she has to stand back.
She'd probably be texting you at the end of
this. Yeah. You guys would be like running up that phone bill.
Fucking. Yeah. Look at it this way, Cheeky. We're about an hour and a half away from sending sex messages to each other.
So you're just wasting time.
Yeah. So just get to the
just
fucking...
Just call in so you can establish...
Be dialing!
Yeah. Just establish communication so you guys could speed up the whole sexting later this evening. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Working out the formalities of, hi, my name is... Actually, no, you don't even care for a name anymore.
Fuck it.
Fuck names. Oh, here we go. Unknown call. Here we go. Here is the third try at an insult.
This better be a good insult,
all right,
sir.
Give us a good insult.
Give us a good one.
Give us a good insult. Give us a good one. Nigger lover.
All right, now I'm totally insulted.
Yeah.
Totally
that is,
fucking...
That is completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I gotta end stuff back. Can you turn down your fucking speakers, too, when you call in the next time?
At least make an effort to be funny.
Are you from South, I'm sure? Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Should we just start dissecting what his life might be like?
It's not much.
True.
And scene.
By the way, that was his eulogy at his funeral.
Hey, the PR publicity princess is in the chat room. Now she's
hey.
She does the PR for Animal House.
Hey, you better start doing it quick.
Better get that PR in motion.
I think the guy was probably talking to his mother.
Actually, you know who that was who just called in and insulted us and all that? That was actually Eric Scott. He actually called in.
Really? I can't wait to hear what
it's too bad
like.
Patrick wasn't here. I wonder what he would have had to say.
He would have said, like, he would have applauded that caller.
Yeah.
I love you. All right. We'll do another break. We'll come back.
No!
We'll find something to talk about.
Fuck breaks! Breaks are for assholes.
I was looking for news last break, but I got distracted.
For news.
Because, And last break.
Why are we looking for news? Nothing else is going on?
Caller, you're on the air.
Nothing interesting. There's no one on.
You guys are horrible. Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Josh Gogan in the studio hanging out today. Giants winning. Back right after this.
By the king, they don't like it when I decide to make it.
What up, Lunatic Radio? This is Arizona Steve. And I am Lunatic Radio. And Lunatic Radio rocks my girlfriend's box. Yeah.
Oh, he's a donor by the time I get to Arizona.
I don't know how you guys are with the, when you watch the porno films. Do you like the guy to get vulgar?
No. Especially like that.
Like a little talking? A little dirty talk is okay? Right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Not even, like, I don't sound like that guy.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a barbarian or something. Here's more.
Bury my phone in your backyard, you bitch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes! Yes!
So he's sitting there, and you're rubbing, and this guy's going, bury my bone in your backyard, bitch. Like, he's doing tongue twisters.
This is who he sounds like to me.
Do you want your ideas, your beliefs, to live forever?
He's the ultimate warrior.
Bury my bone in your backyard, you bitch. Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
The warriors have come!
The theme
yes! Yes!
Wow.
I must ask you now!
Hold on, here we go.
I'm dropping fucking loads all over your fucking glasses!
Give you a little ultimate warrior.
In this normal world, physically, none of us can live forever!
Yes,
yes,
that does sound like the ultimate warrior. That is really close.
Yeah! Yes. Filthy cunt! Bring the fuck over. Yeah! Yeah!
The ultimate warrior.
Go ahead. And this is the guy in the porno.
Yeah! Filthy cunt!
God!
Yeah, it's pretty close.
That is fucking close as hell.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hi, this is Wayne from Cambridge.
Why do you have to be such a wanker?
Because I get off on it.
And you're listening to lunaticradio.com.
Everybody, we're on Twitter.
We sure are.
Twitter.com/lunaticradio.
Lunatic Radio.
You know what, Rock? I love that Twitter thing.
What did you say?
Yes. Twitter.com/lunaticradio. So if you want to know when the radio show is broadcasting.
Or the Rocket Radio Hour.
Twitter.com/lunaticradio. Hey.
What?
Twitter.com/lunaticradio. Lunatic Radio is the name of the show.
It is.
Twitter.com/lunaticradio.
See how convenient that is? See what we do for you?
Practically nothing.
Right.
Twitter.com/lunaticradio. Go check it out, fuckos.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
What up, everybody?
Good evening, or afternoon, or morning, when you listen to the show.
LunaticRadio.com show. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666.
And we're on Facebook, Facebook.com/LunaticRadio.
Yeah, we're on the Twitter. But I don't really like the Twitter. But
why
I'm
not?
You know what? It's just not cool.
Thanks, Josh, for getting me another beer.
Facebook's cool because people, you know, Twitter's just so like...
Twitter's not interactive enough.
No, it's not interactive enough. It's like so self-indulgent shit.
But it makes it easier for us to post shit. Cause
yeah, yeah. That's I get it for the show, but Facebook's where it's at,
like
though.
Twitter's like sticking your head out the window and shouting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Word up, everybody. Josh Gogan hanging out with us today. We're just chilling out because we haven't seen Josh in a while. We're going
to have a nice little
big dinner after the radio show today.
And sooner than later, nudge, nudge.
Hey, you want to end early.
Yeah, fuck.
What? I drive all this way and you want to end early?
No, we can eat.
We're doing a full 3 hours. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do 3 hours of, but we're going to do a full 3 hours.
We're going to masturbate on air.
You get the full three.
Oh, yeah.
How do you like that, cheeky panda?
His eyes lit up.
You know what? I'll just go right into my BlackBerry and I can mix one up in about fucking 8 minutes, I bet.
8 minutes?
8 minutes to one. It really doesn't take too long. It's very sad.
No, wait, when you say mix one up, you mean to build up or full start?
Yeah, I gotta get Rod and then Jack.
Oh. So you can do the entire process.
I can do the entire jerk off in 8 minutes.
Even with two men in studio.
You want me to do it right now, Ron?
No, I do not want you.
You guys
want
to leave?
This is the Jack segment. Josh did drive for 8 hours. The least you can do.
By the way, did you rub one out?
No.
Maybe as you were going through Baltimore?
No.
Just fucking
through Baltimore? Really?
I don't know. You never thought about rubbing one out in the car as you're driving, long ride?
It's been a long time.
Raise your hands if you ever rubbed one out in a car.
I've done that, but it was after a long, heavy petting session with my uber Christian girlfriend that wouldn't go anywhere.
Uber Christian girlfriend?
Uber Christian.
Oh, so she just builds you up and then she leaves?
Yeah, and then it's like, all right, okay.
So
okay.
She left the car and you.
Yeah. You kidding?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
How long?
Stick shift, too. So I'm
Oh, God. Yeah, I've done that. You just get a little bored in the car. It's like, huh?
I've never done
that. You're supposed to do that so you stay awake, too.
It's
really late.
Spice up the commute.
You ever do it at the drive-thru, like between when you order and when you give the girl your money to see if you can do it?
People do that. I haven't.
I'll have a number 5 with a sweet tea, please. All right, pull out of the first window. Keep your change.
That's weird. Has that happened?
Never.
He was just doing a reenactment right there. I think.
I don't think.
This is what happens in North Carolina. This is what they do for fun on a Thursday.
What country is this person from?
I know.
Stop speaking bullshit and play music, huh?
She wants us to play music. Can I play Roxanne Shanté?
No, because Roxanne Shanté doesn't even want you to play Roxanne Shanté.
Stop the bullshit speak.
I love when people just complain. It's hilarious. It's not like we're getting paid for this.
Meanwhile, there's Pandora Radio where you can completely listen to whatever.
Yeah.
Karen, here's a fun fact for you, Karen. In all the weeks that we've done this show, it take the week for Josh Gogan to come back for these complaints to roll.
By the way, we haven't had a complaint in like years.
Yeah, no. I've been on the show years ago, so.
Yeah.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life, he
I
just
like
says.
When people just complain.
Mark in the chat room, Cheeky, get on cam so I can slap somebody or clap somebody.
Oh, clap somebody.
We have 221 viewers right now. Kieran, show your hog.
Show it.
All right.
The least you can do is show people your hammer.
I'm just camming up for the folks.
Cam it up!
Cam it up. Let's go, fuckers. Cocks out.
That was fast.
Aren't you glad you drove all the way here?
I almost cocked it. I actually unbuckled and zippled down my pants. Zippled, by the way.
We should have the PR girl call in to see if we are, what's the term to be PR friendly?
By the way, we're trying to get fired.
How do you say that?
Waz and Oz.
Oh, I apologize, Waz and Oz. Sorry, I'll try to be better.
All right. Rock's got a little story of a man. What are we doing?
You got a story about a man?
There's a little story about a man. Yeah, Karen, zip her up. Apparently, this came from our message board, which still exists.
Who posted that?
Somebody?
Oh. Josh Gogan.
What?
No, he didn't post that.
That guy sucks.
You posted about the rugby player?
No.
Oh. Someone was one of our faithful listeners, and I apologize for not knowing the name. If you did post it, just say.
What is this
rugby? Well, Karen's an avid golfer, so I figured. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, we're not talking about that.
A rugby player did what?
So apparently, rugby league player lets dog commit lewd sexual act on him.
What?
Yeah. Joel Monahan, an Australian rugby player, has some explaining to do after pictures of him and a dog committing a lewd sexual act surfaced on Twitter.
What?
See, and you were just questioning Twitter. See how important Twitter is?
What, you let a dog suck your cock on a fucking Twitter?
Oh, do you want to take this call again? This is Joey racist guy.
Maybe he's got bitter insults.
All right, all right. Oh, he hung up already.
Oh, suck a dog's cock? Is that what he's going to say?
He got scared so quickly. We'll spare you the expense of having to actually look at the photo. However, the sexual act itself can mostly aptly be described with a few quotes from the movie Road Trip.
Mm.
Okay, they're quoting Road Trip, so we're not even going to bother. Should I just go right to the news art, to the news thing?
Absolutely.
Good evening, I'm Danielle Post. Three separate investigations are underway
What's wrong with her?
Go back. What did it?
Her name's Danielle Post. She always hits the post. No.
Good evening, I'm Danielle Post.
Oh, I get it!
Separate investigations are underway after an explicit photos emerged featuring a Canberra Raiders player. The club, the NRL and the RSPCA are looking into the origin of the image, which is believed to have been taken on a camera phone during post-season celebrations, when reporter Ashley Brown has the details.
Question, is the accent hot? Is that accent working for you?
No. But it was during celebrations, so I mean, come on, it's not really...
Things happen when you're celebrating.
When you're celebrating.
Club CEO Don Ferner addressed...
Was that the same woman?
It sounds like the same woman. It looks kind of like the same woman. What the hell?
She just
the
ran
media
outside.
Today, after the club launched its 2011 membership drive...
The lady's face
drive,
looks like a jack-o'-lantern.
God, I look like the Geico lizard with a wig.
I couldn't figure out what that lady looks like. The reporter doing the stand-up on the street.
What he had to say.
But I think it's a great example of why you shouldn't be out drinking and having these big drinking sessions, because clearly, if it did happen, you know, he's going to have to live with that the rest of his life. And it's a big cross to bear. So doing something stupid when you're out on the drink like that, or even at home, you know, the perils of the media and the social media networks that are there today is a great example of why you shouldn't do it. Clearly, we'll have a talk to Joel when he gets back and have a talk to the players and see what transpired. But up until then, it's no use me saying anything else or preempting anything else, because we really haven't looked into it, and I need a bit of time to do that.
Now, we have received word that the play is Joel Monahan. A statement was released through his manager, Jim Banahan, just minutes ago. This is what it had to say.
Ooh.
Joel can't blame anyone but himself for an act of stupidity that will haunt him for the rest of his life. Joel wants to make it clear that he was the one playing a prank on an absent teammate by simulating an act. Now, Joel has to face his family and fans.
What did he do? Put peanut butter on his cock?
The image.
I don't know.
They all sound the same. That's crazy.
It was originally posted on Twitter, allegedly by a Melbourne radio station. It's since been removed from the site. We'll bring you more.
I know Twitter.
We're also going to have a conversation with him in the locker room to find out what's going on. Jim, did you really put that dog mouth on your balls?
You know it's so weird.
Gimbly gumbly.
We're so desensitized by what fucking people do in the privacy of their own homes that the only thing we could pick out of that story is that all the Australians sounded the same.
Yeah, really? That was the most interesting.
It was a story about a guy, a professional rugby player, letting a dog perform a sexual act on him.
We've got worse
on
stuff.
Twitter. Yet we were more fascinated by how the accents. We're so twisted.
Well, that's the thing, is the internet has desensitized I've seen chicks blow things that shouldn't be blown.
Oh, God, yeah.
And,
Like what?
God, let me tell you.
Like what?
There's a whole zoological range of creatures from A to Z, my friend.
zoologist.
I've seen octopuses come out of women's pussies.
Ooh, I think I saw
and
that
I
one.
Say that's
Are you Harry Carey right now?
That's an octopussy pussy.
Man, I wish Harry
Carey. They're like, oh, that dog licked your balls, big deal.
Yeah, no, it's not a big deal. The only thing that's a big deal about it is that he's a professional athlete.
Yeah. Like, loot
for you.
Like he was trying to pull a prank. That is so stupid.
Was it some other teammate's dog that it was that like, your dog licked my balls. Bah. Maybe that's like having.
Is
like,
there anything really?
Maybe that's like fucking the other guy's wife.
Yeah,
like having their dog. Lick
yeah,
your
what's
balls.
Worse, having getting a blowjob?
Just remember, every time your dog licks your face, you're tasting my balls.
Yeah,
weird.
Was the dog male or female?
I don't think it mattered. I mean, is it? Well, you don't want to be gay too.
Gay bestiality. That's think, the worst.
Gross.
Do you think they're just blowing it out of proportion? Like,
it's blowing really, it out of no. It's it totally probably, wrong. Are you kidding me?
It's a prank.
Do you think the dog needs therapy now or something?
No, the dog.
The dog's just going. All right, where's my fucking next meal?
Yeah. What's the difference between the dog licking your dick and licking your finger?
Nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't know what it is.
It doesn't know what it's doing.
Yeah, the dog doesn't care. From the dog's angle, nothing.
So what's the big deal?
From your angle.
That's what I'm asking.
No, from the person's angle, it's awful.
Ooh, right.
Awfully good.
Okay.
But what's the big deal, though? It's not like a crime.
It is a crime, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, it is a crime, but is it like
in most states, but not in Washington.
Or Australia.
Maybe. Really? It's not a crime in Australia?
I don't know. I just felt like throwing that out there. See if anyone was paying attention.
Well, maybe they're not one of those states. Like that state where the guy got...
It's not a state. It's a continent.
Well, like the state of Washington where the guy was impaled by the horse cock.
Oh, right. Actually, I have that one.
Yeah, Mr. Hands.
Mr. Hands.
That was legal.
Wait, I'm looking for the audio.
Thanks, Rock. Way to pin the picture.
Please hold.
Fucking jackass. Where is it? Wait a minute. I'm looking for the audio.
I can't find it.
This is me.
This is me doing radio.
Wait, hold on. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, well.
Oh, snap!
Are you really pissed that you don't have horse fucking audio?
Not really, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I had no, but it's, it was important at the moment.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, snap! That's what his anus did.
Get it?
Yeah, that's actually kind of hot. It's old classic right there.
Is that it? Yeah. What's the matter?
Huh?
The whole bestiality thing throw you off? You
feel weird about really.
You ever seen? No, but is that... Have you happened upon that on accident and like,
what, bestiality?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
In that, yes.
In that game of click and then a window pops up and I'll click that, you've never run across and we're like,
I have seen that on the web.
Here's the weird thing.
Back in the old days of...
people having sex with animals. No. That's the weird thing.
Back in the old days when I masturbated to pornography that wasn't on my phone.
Yeah, back in the... Yeah, right. Exactly. But when you used to just click on one of those file sharing softwares to just download any porn you could find, right?
Right.
I got a clip of a fucking like Labrador Retriever fucking some broad. Like, I was just like, this is fucking odd.
It's
odd. Why do people do that?
It's odd, but what's weird to me, and it's not something...
But then again, I was looking at the dog. He looked as happy as shit.
Yeah. What's weird to me is that...
It's weird that the lady was doing that.
He doesn't know anything.
Not that I'll do anything to that, but I've done some stuff to some videos. I'm like, why am I doing this? But right at the moment, my thought is usually, she's too hot to be doing that!
Yes!
Like
this blonde!
Like, I'm excited, but like that's the exciting part. Like, she's way too hot to be doing this!
This blonde that was in the you know, banging his like, literally a dog, dude. And it had, like, the pinker stink hanging on. You know, the little lipstick thing hanging out of his, you know, and he was all hyped up. And like I'm looking at the broad, I'm like, she clearly doesn't need to be doing this.
Yeah, why? What's going on? What drug habit is this?
I mean, it's cool to love your dog and throw the ball around the backyard, but you don't need to fucking.
By the way, just so I
love the motherfucker.
Clear some stuff up. I'm not talking about bestiality that I was saying that to. It was normal porn that involved a few fists. That's all. That's as far as I'll go.
You know what the best part of this is? What? Is that we're on the feature thing on StickCam right now, and we're just talking about bestiality.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to the internet.
Although, you know what's interesting is to
bestiality.
See,
give it a shot.
To see the bestiality with it.
So wrong.
The horse porn. Now, that's weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
Because when the horse...
That horse is ugly.
No, you know what's weird? Yeah. Turtle porn.
No.
Very odd.
That is bad.
Yeah, because the shell gets in the way.
But when the horse pulls out, and it's like a gush. It's a gush. It's like, bruh.
Yeah.
Wow. It's, wow.
Yeah, when a horse blows its load, it's like one of them planes flying over that forest fire that just drops the shit out the back.
All right.
It's literally just a fucking, it's a napalm of cum. It's fucking awful.
You say napalm of cum?
Yeah, it's just a wide area.
Have you seen this happen?
It covers a wide area. No, on me, yes.
Yeah.
Why would you fuck a horse?
Why would you fuck an animal? Period.
Why would you fuck an animal?
I don't know.
Gosh, go.
I wish I had an answer for that, but I don't know. I've never found an animal sexy.
Are people that are into bestiality, do they, like, take the I love my dog's so cute to the next level? Is that what it is? Are they actually attracted to their dog?
I don't think it's that. I think it's the filthiness of it. I think it's just that this is so wrong.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's no attraction. There's just a filthy act.
Oh, there might be an attraction.
The filthiness
in
the mind.
But I think it's a filthiness of the mind.
Hmm.
Maybe it's like a...
Or is it just people that got bored of jerking off?
You know what? Maybe what it is it's like the people whose parents were way too tolerant, so instead of just like fucking someone of a different race, they have to go out of a different species.
Weird. Shanky thinks Seabiscuit is hotter than Mr. Ed. So there is, you know.
No, that's true. Well, Seabiscuit was an athlete.
Right.
Well, you can always say you banged a pro athlete. You know?
I wonder if that happens.
Banged the A-Rod of
horses. No, I wonder if that happens. I wonder if there's like a secretariat. You know,
you fuck secretariat? Yeah, like some trainer just blows secretariat.
So, no, but like, I mean, how much?
I'm just doing this so I can say a blue secretary.
Like, how much would people pay for that? Those guys that are into that. How much would they pay to like fuck not just a horse, but a fucking a Kentucky Derby winner?
Do you think some guy like blew the horse? Is this secretary?
Like, what would some guy pay to bang one of the Williams sisters? Like, if you could pay for that.
Mm.
What would they pay, and would it be the same or more to bang a Kentucky Derby winner?
Oh, my God.
Because it's an athlete horse. No.
I don't know. I can't.
No, because it's so wrong.
No. Pick two other things to debate. Jeez.
I'm just saying if you were into that.
I know. I'm just...
If you were into banging, like if someone came with you with a would you rather, like how much would you pay more to bang the horse? That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. What an awful situation to be in.
Now, are you asking me what would I rather bang, one of the Williams sisters?
Do you realize if Kieran banged a horse, he would be completely...
Think of it like this. It's like, that's a celebrity horse. Like if you're into horses and banging horses, do they look at like the horse race and go, I'd love to fuck that horse.
So you're asking me, would I rather bang a Williams sister or a horse?
Sure.
Yes, and he's got to think about it.
I don't know. I have to get back to you on that one. Might have to blog about that one later. I'll blog my thoughts about that one.
One of you run the risk of getting kicked in the junk pretty hard.
Oh, God.
Horse vagina must be pretty big.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, why would you even attempt that? Like,
I would go
smaller.
Probably wear it as a hat.
Of course, most of them aren't there. I don't think they're going for horse vagina.
Yeah, they're not fucking shaving that shit either. There's no bald horse vagina out there.
How about dolphin? Would you fuck a dolphin?
I would. Slippery. Yeah, and all giggles. A little giggly. Yeah.
They sound like an Asian girl.
Yeah, you know what's the best thing about fucking a dolphin? You don't have to hang out with it afterwards. It's just fucking, you need water to live, so he just fucking swims away.
What?
I'm not going to chill out her fucking chill out with him.
That was awful.
No, seriously.
You just go ice to the water.
Yeah. Tap, tap, no, tap. Ice to the water.
She's coming to come out
get
of the
swimming,
water.
Swimming, bitch.
No, look, you know what? I need land and you need water. This isn't going to work out, yeah. But I'll call you.
We had our thing.
Yeah.
It's over. This is so awful.
No, you know what
tap,
the best...
Tap, tap, ice to the water.
Yeah. You know what the best part of jacking off on a snail is? Watch him curl up in his shell and blink in that one eye. You're like, what was that?
He curls up in his shell because he thinks it's raining.
Oh, my God.
You're not slimy enough, buddy.
I can't believe I just said that. Best part about banging a dolphin is it just swims away.
Yeah, that's the best part. Would you brag about it if you did? If somehow, like you were out in the water and you fell off a boat, and then a dolphin rescued you, and you felt kind of intimate and you banged the dolphin. Would you tell anybody?
What's the best animal to get blown by?
Oh, my God. Karen.
What do you think? Just think.
A snapper turtle.
I'd imagine one of those koi fish would probably be...
Pelican?
Sure.
Because you can
they got a beak. You want something with like a sucking... anteater?
Oh, an anteater!
An anteater.
Totally the best thing to get blown
by. It wouldn't even know. Just grab its nose, start jacking off.
It's like docking, really. You just dock with an anteater.
And it sneezes, and then you both go about your business.
What about a sloth?
I was just thinking that, too. I don't know why.
Because they got those little hands.
Takes time.
They're already roofied. You don't even need to...
They got those...
Oh, my God.
Rock, go on National Geographic to try to find some animals.
Yeah, see if National Geo has some suggestions. If you want to bang an animal...
If people want us to suck today, we're going to fucking discover the best animal to be blown by.
I'm not looking that up.
Come on, Google it. You can do it.
It's got to be something without teeth.
All right, that's what we're going to do in the next segment, so stick around. I'm sure you're fucking clamoring for it.
A clam!
A gooey duck.
What's a gooey duck?
That's a clam. But it's all meat.
What about a like a llama?
Alpaca. They spit a lot.
Yeah, they spit a lot. And I don't know. They have like
yeah, we get the lubrication
teeth,
thing going on.
The teeth scare me. Yeah. Oh, go and then blow you. Like in the porno
film.
What animal would go ass to mouth? Which animal would do that?
I don't know. I'm wondering.
This is the worst conversation.
A bunny.
Actually, a bunny would probably be pretty good.
They're kind of cute, too, right?
Yeah. Your little pink nose.
Furry motherfucker.
Stick it in the nose if you wanted to. Just kind of put some KY on the nose and stretch that fucker out.
You know, we should, like, give him practice time.
Until you hear his nostril crack.
That is so wrong. Josh! That's not nice.
And then you have dinner.
Hey, that's not nice. You gotta be nice to the little rabbits.
Oh, a baboon.
Baboon? No. Yeah. Baboons are vicious.
Yeah. See, Josh is just being racist.
No, I'm not. But I wouldn't a chimpanzee either. Right. Chupacabra.
Yeah, you know what? I would get rid of all monkeys.
Yeah, no monkeys.
Because that's just a little weird.
Yeah, that's too close.
Tear your jaw off.
Yeah, no, but like monkeys are like kind of like, it's weird. It's like humans.
Yeah.
It's
too close.
So we're going to eliminate the animal that's closest to humans.
Yeah.
The apes. Yeah, we want to go straight. And we're talking like, well... Mammals. We're talking mammals.
I couldn't do a whale.
What about the whale? What about the
baleen in their
baleen? Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It would feel like feathers on your hammer.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if actually a whale could blow you. I don't. The mouth is too big.
Maybe a whale shark.
I'm gonna put a whale shark on my.
No, the whale shark is not gonna eat. Like they don't eat. They're not predatory.
I would think the best thing to get blown by is some sort of fish.
Yeah, because...
Catfish.
Catfish might be all right, because people go noodling.
Yeah.
Rock's looking it up now. He's
apparently there's zoophilia. There's an entire Wikipedia article on zoophilia.
Sweet.
It's gigantic, actually.
Is there a magazine, too?
They have suggestions?
Zoophilia Weekly.
If you want to try, start with this. Think of getting a ferret? Ferret would probably be pretty good.
What?
No, but they'd be like good, like, you know.
They can jack. See, Josh is just thinking about jacking. I'm all about lips.
I don't know of any other animal.
Can we go to break?
A horse has those lips that kind of like grab and.
I don't feel comfortable. Yeah.
So if you
keep
it away from the teeth, maybe like the leathery,
right?
Leathery, graspy lips would be good.
It's pot talk, Rock.
Pot talk.
Best animal to be blown by. I'm not saying we're going to do it.
What about the ladies? Maybe the ladies want to call in with some suggestions. What animal would you bang?
What? All right, there you go. There's another question. What animal will ladies like to bang? I'm going with cats.
Cats?
Yeah.
No. I would say no because cats are too moody.
Yeah, but so would they.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, cats are like another chick.
Right, so why would...
Yeah. Yeah. They probably wouldn't.
Self-indulgent chicks would bang another bang a cat.
Plus, they got that rough tongue.
What about a lizard to get blown by?
A gecko.
Yeah. Like a Gila monster.
What about a goat?
Ooh, a ram.
There you go.
There you go.
Ooh, elephant. That's an interesting suggestion. I'd let an elephant sniff my dick.
You know what? Elephant's a good idea because they can, you know, if you got a big enough hammer, yeah, they can wrap the trunk around your, you know, thing and blow you. See,
and they have that,
literally.
And then they have that vagina-looking mouth.
Yeah, they got a vagina-looking mouth.
That might be the best one.
Elephant. Best thing to get blown
you
by.
You fucking elephant in the mouth.
Rock, hook it up.
Yeah, apparently.
Make some calls.
All right.
We'll get this done.
Elephant on line one.
Elephant on line one. You mind blowing me?
That's a good suggestion.
All right. Take a break. Coming back. OneLunaticRadio.com show. Pot Talk Sunday today. Back right after this.
J Flex representing, you know what I'm saying, old school death row. And I'm saying what's up to Rocket and Karen and my man Patrick out there. Lunatic Radio, you know what I'm saying, repping NewYork.com, motherfuckers. Stay posted. Pull up a finger, you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
We just need a couple shovels. Lisa Limpinelli.
Ain't Cook.
Jamie Kennedy. Davis. Patrice O'Neill.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Bella Donna.
Hey, Bella fucking Donna!
Bella fucking Donna!
Hello, Richard Patrick.
Where am I, lunatic?
Roxanne DeVille, thank you for calling into the radio program. It's the owner of the Moonlight Bow Ranch, Dennis Huff.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you fuckers doing?
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
Yeah. Good. You know what? I'm doing shitty. You know why?
Why's that?
Because I just got out of the gym so I could try to lose enough weight to get a white guy to fuck me. And now I'm calling some dumb internet radio show with three listeners. My life suck worse? Should I just eat a gun right now? Should I just die of ass cancer? What the fuck is going on in my life?
I ask myself those questions every day.
And we'll never know to this day who did it. Nobody would fess up, but somebody took a crap on the coach.
Dude, that is one of my favorite tracks.
And it was not me. To this day, everybody thinks it's me. They're like, hey, you're talking about it in your act. Obviously, it's you who did it.
I love that bit because it's just so random, you know? It's just like out of nowhere. Somebody shit on the fucking coach.
Like, that's what? My favorite kind of comedy right there. I love random, you know, you don't know where it's coming from or why it's happening. That's my favorite funny moments that happen, those random what the fuck moments.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. Hey, Patrice, we're running out of time, man, but, you know, it was great to just have you on and let you just ramble about certain subjects.
It's amazing.
It's fucking unbelievable.
Genius.
Look, man, all the women who are angry, it's like, look, man, for all you women that are on the chat rooms with no boyfriend, you shouldn't be sitting there typing a motherfucking thing. You should be going, yes, master, what should I do to make you happy? Learn how to understand the animal that men are.
I wonder if Bella has ever suffered, like, an injury.
That's a good question. I got an internal hemorrhoid, and that's disgusting, right?
Oh, wow. Why am I laughing?
Like, I hate even saying that word because I think it sounds so disgusting, but
you know, that's the only bad thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, I'm a couple of sore throats, of course.
You never blew out a knee or anything?
Nothing like that, no.
He's a paddle season boy. Hey, listen, it's not all like fun and games.
We're playing Bowery Ballroom. Do you guys want to go to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'll set that up.
We would like to maybe introduce the band if we could.
Oh, that's right. I got to see if I don't piss anybody off first, though. That's right. We talked about that. Let me get on the phone with my peeps.
All right. I don't want to pressure you or anything or
you know it, because no. It might be I don't know. There might be a station out there. Is K Rock still out there?
Fuck no.
Yeah. K Rock is gone.
Yeah, no, they're gone. We just have Matt Pinfield doing something.
Something.
I'll tell you what. If you guys drink a couple of shots of tequila, then announce us. But you've got to do 10 minutes of stand-up comedy.
Okay.
It's going to be all cock jokes.
Yes. You're just going to say, cock got your tongue, you know. Small penis, you know.
Rock will go on for years about how I never got laid
or
something.
Sure, it'll be great. Everyone will laugh.
Okay, now that's where I'm going to have to go.
We had Roxy DeVille on the program last week, and she was talking about how her dog died.
Right. How's the dog doing?
You're not going to fucking open that can of worms again, are you?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have, like, audio of how he died.
Oh!
Actually, I'll just play that for the people. This is how Roxy's dog died, everybody. So you hacked your dog up. That's what I'm thinking. No?
No?
No, okay.
Wait,
you're awful.
Hold on.
You're absolutely awful.
Hold on.
I'm out.
I'm going to backtrack because you're hot. Backtracking. No, honestly, we're sorry that your dog died. I have a dog myself, and if he died, I'd be very upset.
He got his ashes back in the mail, and I'm going to put him in a teddy bear.
Was it three specs? That's kind of weird. Mailing ashes.
It is kind of weird, but...
Was it in, like, an envelope?
No, they send it to a little box. Like, oh, here you go. And like, oh, I think...
You know that whoever sent that back to you, it's just like pretty much a clump of dirt. They went outside, picked up some dirt, threw it in a box. Yeah, it's the fucking dog's ashes. Meanwhile, they take the dog and they actually just throw it in the garbage.
Oh, God!
I'm serious. You can't trust these motherfuckers.
That's great. Well, listen, with all those chicks in New York, you know, I need to come back there and work with you guys a little bit.
Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah. There are a lot of chicks in here in New York that are pretty hot.
Yeah.
We'll get down there to the Comedy Cellar one night. And you got all those little groupie chicks hanging out there that love comics, and we'll grab a few of them and let them come in and test their oral skills on you in the studio.
Yeah. How he thinks. He's a forward thinker.
See, that's why the guy is the Pimp Master General.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Dennis, we'll let you go, man. I know
all right,
you're
guys.
Busy,
hey,
man.
Thanks a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Dennis.
And remember, there's no business like hoe business.
There you go. All right, Dennis off, everybody, on LunaticRadio.com show.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Forward.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up? LR Show. Get us on the Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Pot Talk Show today. Y'all rock, get Pot Talk questions. We'll just do Pot Talk for the rest of the show. You can Google Pot Talk questions.
Oh, that's the chat room. They'll give us nothing.
No, they won't. They won't give us anything.
That's what I'm saying. They'll give us nothing.
Right.
That's what they said.
That's what we gotta Google.
Who's our first? Third base. Well, we had Josh's thing about the golf. Right?
It's kind of a visual, though.
Oh, I thought it was a video.
It is a video.
It's a visual video.
Visual video.
One of those.
We are stoned. Word up, everybody. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunkle hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. I gotta say, New Jersey's probably the worst state ever.
Why?
You know, we're talking about, like, selling states. Jersey's got to go.
Oh, that's not nice.
Remember, you used to, like, for years, if you live in New York, you just pick on Jersey. And with the recent South Park episode where, you know, they're talking about the Jersey Shore people and
Snooky.
Snooky, smush, smush.
Snooky, Snooky, what a smush, smush.
Yeah, Jersey sucks. And you know what? It gets a bad rap, and it should. It sucks. Jersey sucks. I'll go out on a limb and say Jersey Rock.
Oh.
Is worse than South and North Dakota.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll put it there. I'm sure there's some nice parts in Jersey, and I've been to Princeton. It's a nice area.
Sure.
I've been to Atlantic City. It's nice down there. If you like hookers,
yeah,
I guess.
Parts of Atlantic City are nice.
Parts of Atlantic City are nice. The Borgata's nice.
There's two hotels in Atlantic City that are nice.
There's two hotels in Atlantic City that are nice. You're right. And the boardwalk's nice on a sunny day.
Not really.
Not all the time. All right. Nothing great about Atlantic City. But there are some. I mean, Western Jersey's got a little country to it.
Northwestern Jersey's nice because that's where they grow the corn and they have the beef, the cows and the stuff. And
but you can see that. You can see that in Pennsylvania. You can see that in the upstate New York. You can see that in Connecticut. You can go out to Nebraska and see that shit. Mm. New Jersey sucks. And I felt bad for a while, Rock.
Okay.
That, you know, it's an old unwritten thing that New Yorkers just hammer Jersey. New Yorkers just hammer Jersey sucks. It gets picked on. It gets picked on. Jon Stewart was at his rally making fun of Jersey in Washington, D.C. Not too long ago. Making fun of Jersey. Jersey sucks. It should be sold before North and South Dakota.
Wow. That's first one to go. Jersey.
Out. Jersey's got to go.
Interesting.
Sell it to one of those developers in Dubai. Let them clear that fucker out.
More like don't buy.
Yeah, just clear it out. Take a bulldozer to Jersey.
I was there.
Get rid of all the tolls. Get rid of all the have to go left to go right fucking exits. Get rid of all that shit. Get rid of Jersey. I don't care that Kevin Smith is from Jersey. I don't care that Bruce Springsteen's from Jersey.
The boss.
Asbury Park can suck my dick.
Weird. How can that do that?
Tom's River sucks. The Jersey Shore fucking blows.
What about John Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi.
Living on a Prayer.
Sucks.
That's not all that he had.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Oh. I do Blaze like of Glory. Great I do movie. Like Blaze Emilio Estevez.
You know why there's so many famous people from Jersey?
Why?
Because they get so motivated when they leave that fucking place.
Ah.
They just want to get out of there. That's why there's so many famous people from Jersey. Jersey stinks. And if you live in Jersey, I'm sorry. But get out. Move to Jersey. Move out. Move to Pennsylvania. It's so much better. Pennsylvania.
It's nice. It's nice country.
I'm a cowboy.
You got Hershey Park over there. I would say West Virginia. West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
West Virginia is a better state than New Jersey.
It's better than East Virginia.
I don't know if
there's so many townships in Jersey.
Yeah, everything's a fucking township in Jersey.
More like town shit.
Everything's an IRA. Everywhere you go, there's a fucking toll. Everything's a strip club.
You can't get out and pump your own goddamn gas.
You can't get out and pump your own goddamn gas in Jersey. The only place you can buy a fucking a bottle of beer is at an actual liquor store. You can't get it at a mini mart. You can't get it at a supermarket. Jersey sucks. All you can do in Jersey is Jim Tan Laundry. That's it. That's your fun and excitement in Jersey. And go to a strip club to see other fucking awful strippers that come from Jersey.
Jersey.
You ever see the movie The Wrestler, Rock?
Sure! Good movie!
Takes place in Jersey. That was a happy-go-lucky film, wasn't it?
It's a good film.
Yeah, beautiful. You ever see The Garden State? Our favorite fucking movie. Yeah, I gotta go, because I gotta get the fuck out of Jersey.
Right!
That's why he said that to that hot piece of
Clerks, bed, that was in Jersey.
Love it!
Yeah. Shot it all in black
expect
and white.
Me to drink this hot!
Really, it wasn't a pretty picture of Jersey. It was funny, but it wasn't like a place I'd want to visit.
Is there a happy movie about Jersey? Let me throw that out there for the folks. No, there is not, because it's impossible. Jersey stinks. What time is it in Jersey? Depressing! All the time!
Jersey girl... Well, no. Jersey girl... Happy-go-lucky.
Hey, Kieran, I'll trade you my home in California for yours in Jersey. So that's Marquee. So, yeah, he probably lives in South Central, though.
Yeah, he probably lives in Oakland.
Oaktown.
All right, I'll give you that. It's not Oakland or anywhere else in L.A.
Right. Oakland is the only bad part of the West Coast, I would say.
Is it?
I don't know about that.
L.A., South Central?
There's some places that are close to the border in California that are a little scary.
Like, you're talking, like, below San Diego.
Yeah. Well, a few places south of San Diego that are a little odd.
What, San Diego people are odd?
No, not people, but people south of San Diego. Not so much.
You're talking about Tijuana.
No, it's been between San Diego and Tijuana.
There's something else there?
Yeah, there's like a little 20 miles.
I want to Google map.
Hold on. Rich, I hear Mark in Cali is checking in. Richmond, California is a war zone.
Oh. Is that from...
never heard of Richmond, California.
Is that from Mexican drug gang violence? Because
is that going to be the new town we hear about in gangster rap? Richmond?
Mexican drug gangs are going to be the big... they're going to be the new terrorists, I think.
So Chula Vista, is that the area you're talking
Chula
about?
Chula Vista. I was in San Ysidro, and that was scary.
A little scary. Really? South of San Diego? Look how close you are to
the
border.
But I hear San Diego's like heaven.
I want to go to Tijuana.
San Diego is like, it's, everybody the weather is amazing.
Everybody goes to San Diego.
San Diego's great. Just don't go south of San Diego. That's all. Just don't go south of that. Although all the Mexican girls in their little schoolgirl outfits, that was a little...
Carl, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Splitfire. I'm in San Diego. I know exactly what you're all talking about.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. A little San Diego talk. I like this.
So San Diego's beautiful, right?
Yeah, San Diego is beautiful. But Josh was saying he was in San Ysidro.
Yeah.
You don't go to San Ysidro unless you want to go pick up cigarettes.
I was staying at a Motel 6 in San Ysidro for 4 days.
Let me tell you, you go to Motel 6 anywhere, it's not a good place.
No, but this is San Ysidro. It was a little...
Literally, you were staying at a shit fucking...
I was like the only white guy getting on the trolley to go to San Diego in the morning.
Why, what's so bad about San Ysidro?
It's
gang violence?
San Ysidro is the closest place that you can go to without going across the border to TJ.
TJ, that's what the kids call Tijuana.
Oh, thank
you. While I was out there in San Diego, I was trying to find one of your medical marijuana dispensaries, and I could not do it. Mostly because I was very curious as to what they look like inside. But what's the deal with that? And I couldn't find one. Why? What's going on there?
When were you out here?
I was out there for Comic-Con.
For Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Lately, most of the dispensaries have been kind of keeping it low.
Really?
The ones that I know about that I've been to.
That's disappointing. I wasn't even like looking to go. Like I wasn't even looking to buy anything because I don't have a marijuana card.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see what it looked like. I've never been. You know, like it seemed like a novelty. Thing.
But you know what's great is you just threw that question out to this gentleman on the phone. Like you just assumed that he went and smoked marijuana.
No, but most people out in California are aware of dispensaries at least.
Unfortunately, it was turned down. Right?
How did that happen? You're
Prop 19.
How did Prop 19 not pass, sir?
No, Prop 19 did fail, but most of the growers wanted it to fail.
Most of the growers wanted it to fail?
Why did they want it to fail?
Because they didn't want big business to come in and cut them out, basically, right?
Yeah, cut them out and tax them all to hell.
See, that's the problem is when you have something like that, you know, these guys, that's the problem with the people who want to legalize it is they don't consider the fact that big business, like big tobacco, would make that switch. They would immediately start making joints instead of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And undercut all the local growers. I mean, you can grow it on your own, but they're going to have like all kinds of crazy shit. So that's something that they don't consider.
So would you say if you hear somebody make the argument, why not legalize marijuana? They're really not a pot smoker because the pot smokers, the real pot smokers.
No, not the pot smokers, the pot growers, the people who make money off of selling it.
Pot smokers,
business.
Is it like a general consensus amongst the pot smoking community that they want it legalized?
The smokers want it legalized. Yeah. Whereas the growers and sellers don't.
Most of the pot smokers want it legalized, but most of the pot growers actually sit there and read what's in the law before they want it, before they vote on it.
And they're smart to do so because they would lose their asses.
Well, yeah, because they're not as high as the pot smokers are. They don't sit there and get messed up on their shit all the time.
Yeah, they're all about business.
Me as a pot smoker, I'm not going to sit there and read a four-page bill on crap I don't understand.
Pages.
I don't care.
Whopping four pages.
Damn. I'm whopping. That's, you know what? Awesome. I'm right there with them, though. I wouldn't fucking do that shit.
I get about a quarter of the way through and go, fuck it. What's your favorite strain? They're out there with the medical marijuana. Do you have a card, sir?
No, I don't have a card.
Oh, why not?
I feel there's no reason to have one.
I like this guy's attitude. I like it.
But out there, apparently it's so, like, you can get anything. Like, they have all these crazy strains and stuff and, like, whatever you want.
You can get almost anything out here. Like, I was smoking some nice diesel last week, which is really good.
Diesel?
Yeah, it's called diesel.
Huh. Joe Rogan has his own. It's not, he didn't, like, you know, he didn't brand it, but somebody, like, created a strain and they named it Joe Rogan's
weed?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of impressive.
It must be a type of stank.
No. He's a big marijuana advocate out there.
All right. I'm just looking at Google Maps and I'm just looking at the border. It's just incredible. Like, there's a Nike factory store right on the U.S. Mexican border.
It's just crazy.
So weird.
Well, San Isidro on the trolley from San Diego is the last stop before
They're like houses Tijuana. On the Mexican
very last stop.
Yeah, the last stop before Tijuana.
There are houses on the Mexican side, literally at the border. Like, you could see
at the wall.
Yeah, you could see U.S. like another country. That is so, like,
it's weird. It's
odd to me.
What's weird is riding the trolley at night and you can see Tijuana lit up. And you go, that's a whole other fucking country.
That is so
wild. That is kind of odd.
I want to go to San Diego. I want to go down here.
Yet when you're in the northern part of America and you're looking at Canada, you don't think the same thing.
No.
You're just like, that's fucking Canada.
I want to stroll down the Camino de la Plaza.
I have a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
With the Mexican drug violence and everything that's going on lately, has that affected the people that you know going down to Tijuana?
It made prices go up a little bit, but not very much. Because even though most of the stuff can come from Mexico, I try not to smoke it.
No, not the weed, but just like the tourism to Tijuana. I mean, because that used to be the thing. You would just go, no, like you would go across the border to Tijuana because you can get your prescription drugs without a prescription, and you can get, you know, I mean, it was like a party town. If you lived in San Diego, you could drive down to Tijuana and do shit you couldn't do in America. But now that it's getting, you know, a little out of control, is Tijuana bad? That's what I'm asking.
Well, it's not that it's bad. It's now opposed to a few years ago, it's harder to get to Tijuana.
Oh, okay.
Because now you have to have a passport to get there.
Huh. Yeah,
that's why... they actually closed down a lot of the duty-free shops around San Isidro and Otay Lakes. It's because they require a passport to go into Mexico just to walk across the bridge and come back.
How's the pussy in Tijuana? Any good?
Say that again?
Karen wants to know what the tail is like in Tijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, in Tijuana? I don't think there's anything your style, Kieran. I don't think they have 12-year-old boys for
sale. Oh, that was a shot.
I bet you they
gotta
do.
You got to go to Thailand for that.
You just got to do a little searching. That's all.
Boy, there's a lot of traffic coming back from Mexico. Is it like, have you ever taken your car over? I don't, I'm assuming you have a car. Do you ever take it over the border?
No, I never take my car across the border because I like having the tires on my car.
All right. Fair enough.
Wow.
Is it dangerous, though, in Tijuana, to hang out? Like, if you ever go with your buddies and just hang out, like, is it a little shady there in TJ?
In some parts, it is.
Oh, all right. So you know where to go. You know where to go.
Mainly, the only times I go there, because they have certain services out here called party buses. Which they'll take you, the bus is already... tagged and got the permits to go across the border, and we'll take the bus to a club, party at the club and then take the bus back.
That's cool. See, we need something like that. We need a bus that takes us to Mexico from New York.
That's a long ride, sir.
It's a little...
yeah.
It's a hell of a party.
Yeah. This isn't Shawshank Redemption. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Wow. Man,
Debbie Downer over here.
San Diego. If you ever get a chance to go, San Diego is
beautiful. I really do want to go.
We should go.
The weather is perfect every day.
Yeah. It is. How is that? It's 70 degrees. Like, that's like the every day it's at least 70.
That's what they're blessed with in San Diego. Just fucking
what's
great.
The bad thing? But they have a lot of like naval.
Yeah, there's got to be a downside. What's the downside?
There's a downside. There's got to be a downside to San Diego.
Anybody? Downside to San Diego would probably be the overwhelming heat sometimes.
Overwhelming heat?
Yes, overwhelming heat. You were looking at like 110, 115 in the middle of summer with a humidity index of probably 40%.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
At least that's where I live. Right. The portion of the metropolis I live in El Cajon.
Interesting. Wow. Is it really named after a whale's vagina?
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Oh, he's a pot smoker.
I want to live near a border, a country border. That's got to be fun.
No, dude.
No.
Why?
Because you wind up with heads rolling across your dance floor.
All right, not Mexico. Maybe Canada. That would be fun.
Well, then you're just bored to death.
So you can't win. Yeah, I guess you can't win either way.
Yeah.
Either die or you die of boredom.
This country is great, but it borders shit.
I don't know. I think in a few years, Canada's going to be the place to go where they go,
Mexico isn't
we're bored
bad.
America.
Dude, you can go to Mexico and like want to go to a deli and get killed.
First of all, they don't have delis down
there. Sure they do.
They have bodegas.
Mexico has a lot of great stuff. But the problem is that in other areas, it's very violent.
My girlfriend could testify. There's only certain areas you can't. It's like going to, you don't go
that's
to
the problem.
When you go to Manhattan, hold on. When people visit here, right? You know, people come to New York from all around the world, right? They come here, but they don't go to Harlem, right? So it's the same thing for anywhere else in the world.
Okay,
you don't go to certain places.
Hold on. In Harlem, at night, you drive with the dome lights on so that people can see you driving and go, okay, he's not somebody I need to shoot.
I never drive through Harlem, okay? And I lived here all my life.
If you were to, I would think you'd have more problems driving through Mexico City than you would through Harlem.
Yeah.
Probably, but it's the same idea. It's the same idea. There's just certain areas you don't drive through.
In other words,
yeah,
Brock
but they have like they have
around.
Like whole like this whole this entire parts of that every town in Mexico has somebody who'll just roll up to like where the nice people are and just start shooting for no reason.
I do tell my girl though, like I'm afraid of Mexico because I feel like I'm gonna get raped by the policia down there.
Right?
Yeah, and they're all fucking corrupt.
I'm whitey. I'm too white.
The military is corrupt, and the thing is in Mexico they shoot first and then find out who you are.
Oh.
Yeah. Whereas in Harlem they're gonna come and go, hey, what's up, motherfucker? What's up? And then you got a chance to go, get out of there.
Yeah, at least in Harlem, they ask you a question first. They don't. You just get sprayed with bullets in
well,
fucking
Mexico.
Well,
all I care about is Cancun's not like that. That's all that matters to me.
Why you gotta bring
Cancun? As long as Cancun's fun.
I don't know. We're just gonna go bad with that.
Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Talk to you guys later.
All right, there we go.
And I enjoy San Diego very much.
There you go. There's our like San Diego connection on the line.
Yes.
There.
If you get
That's
a chance,
our San Diego
go.
Affiliate.
San Diego is. I loved it. San Diego was nice.
Love to go. I love to
Not
go.
Not as much as I like Boston, but San Diego was very nice.
You like Boston?
I like Boston a lot. You know what I liked about Boston? And it's funny because on the second or third day we were there, my buddy goes, you notice there's no hot chicks here? And I said, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. And he goes, it's kind of nice, isn't it? And there's a weird – here's the thing. There's
that
chicks in
weird.
Boston that could be hot if they tried.
Mm.
Okay?
They
you see what I'm saying? But they don't try. So it's basically like everybody goes out in Boston. It's kind of like you wake up and you go out. You know, I don't give a fuck who's out there. Whatever. This is me.
Right. You just roll out with your pants, like your gym shorts on.
Yes. That was awesome. And
it's relaxing.
It was
saying.
Like it was
everybody's
like
everybody's a drunk.
It was like New York minus the people are looking at me. I better put on my best whatever.
Oh right,
yeah.
It's New York without the
pretentiousness.
Yeah,
pretentiousness. Spell it quick.
Pretentiousness.
But it was a weird thing. It was like it was enjoyable not to be around people that were trying to impress anybody.
Yeah,
I liked it. And the, you know, like, oh, she's a little bit cross-eyed, but I guess if you put on some makeup,
I don't. You know what? I don't think I could deal with a place that doesn't have real hot women, though.
They did have. Okay, let me rephrase that. They did have hot women, but it wasn't like in New York where you're walking on the street and they're just floating down. Like you're like, oh god.
Is a 10 in Boston like a what in San Diego?
San Diego's got to be more attractive.
No,
if you took a 10 from Boston,
I would give a Boston 10
and you threw
more
over the
San Diego 10.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Because you're
really
yes. Because and here's why. Because if you're a 10 in San Diego, like New York 10 in San, you're going to Los Angeles. You're not staying in San Diego.
Interesting. See, we're getting 5 or 6 in the chat room.
Split fire. Our San Diego rep.
Yeah.
Whereas Boston, and there were some really hot chicks, but they were few and far
between. So if you
want
to go fuck fatties, go to Boston.
They weren't fatties. That's the thing. They were like hot girls who didn't put their makeup on.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean?
The broads got to stop with the makeup, I think.
Like they could have been tens, but they were like, 7.5's good enough.
Here's Beer Bear. He was born and raised in San Diego. Beer Bear, our old faithful listener. Boston 10 is probably about a 7 in San Diego. That's incredible. I would think of like San Diego, the warm weather, because we talked about this many times.
It's not the weather. It's the
weather seems to breed more attractive women.
Absolutely. I mean, you go to Arizona, everybody looks like $1 million.
And
so everybody does.
Right, and that's why I would disagree that Boston has better looking chicks than San Diego.
But the problem is San Diego is so close to Los Angeles that if you're even remotely close to a 10, you're going to go to Los Angeles and try to get discovered.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
There are a lot of hot chicks out there, though.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Even South fucking Dakota has hot chicks.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, it's got to be
stop
one.
Stop it.
There are.
Stop.
You know, no, the
there are hot chicks in South Dakota.
I'm looking at Miss South Dakota from last year.
The hot chicks up in that area, they're like the ones that you would settle down with.
Yeah, they're the bros you want to throw a little, you know, something in the oven.
Because they're hot, but they're also like, they cook. And they're
clean.
Like,
they rake leaves.
They are the kind of women that want to take care of you.
Yeah,
and that will automatically like that'll bump a 7 up to a 9.
But you know, with the Boston San Diego discussion, we got to go pure hotness on that.
Pure
one.
Hotness, I would probably give it to Boston.
You would give pure hotness to Boston over San Diego.
Yes.
Women.
Yes. But that's
they're insane.
But that's the Boston top. Versus the San Diego top.
I'm going San Diego. I haven't even been to either one of these places, but I got to go San Diego.
All right.
Got to go San Diego. The weather puts you in a good mood.
The weather's just the same here. Which would you pick? New York hot or San Diego?
I take San Diego.
Over New York?
Yeah, I would take San Diego. I would take San Diego over New York.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know why? You know why?
Because
the hot broad from here is not fucking from here.
No, that's not true.
She's a goddamn foreigner.
No, New Yorkers are New Yorkers. Stop it. That's not true here. That's not true.
Yes, it is. I mean, give me a 10 from New York that probably lives in Manhattan. She's probably not from here.
You know what? Yeah, I think about you're right. You're right. You're right.
Yet that San Diego hot girl.
Chances are she's from San Diego.
Yeah.
But.
And a New Yorker chick, chances are she might be a San Diego girl.
You know how, you walk down the street and you see a hot chick on the street? And she doesn't look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even acknowledge you exist.
Word. Happens all the time.
They'll glance at you in Boston. Like, oh, that's a guy. Okay.
It's because they're drunk.
It doesn't matter. That's another thing. That's another plus. They all get drunk.
Yeah, but then you got to hear.
They fucking drink.
They do drink in Boston. Well, you know why? Because it's the fucking depressing.
But it's an honest place. That's what it is. That's what I liked. It was an honest place. Nobody was trying to put on some kind of, you know. They weren't trying to put on anything.
You still have that too.
Canada is
America's hat.
Why is that so funny?
It really is funny.
Why is that so funny?
Ah, Beer Bear.
Oh, God.
Look, Mark Kism, I'm not saying you go to Boston for the chicks. You go to Boston to have fun and drink.
Sam Adams is there.
And Sam Adams is there. The brewery is great.
Brewery.
But you go to just be yourself and enjoy yourself and not feel any pressure.
That's so fucking funny.
That is the
There's something funny about being a
That
hat.
Should be their tourism tagline.
Canada.
Actually, my pick for best place to go for hot chicks, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I hear a lot about Texas.
We heard a couple weeks ago, Austin is like the bevy of fucking hot chicks. Yeah, I got to imagine Texas has got, I don't know what they do over there.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really hot. And they wear the cowboy hats and shit, buckles.
Some of them have that just like that
buckles that look like chastity belts, and it just makes you think you have a challenge.
Oh, wow, it's so great to see.
Oh, God, Southern broads. Good.
Getting them.
Yeah, no, seriously. Southern broods. That's all I got to say about that.
You like the Abita Turbo Dog?
Nothing,
I do.
Nothing's hotter than a fucking...
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to grab that one?
No. Oh, I was just curious.
Nothing's hotter than a 10. You know what's hot about Texas broads? You get the hot broad, right?
And
they fucking munch down on ribs.
Yeah.
And they get dirty with the hands with the ribs. I just know what happens.
They do. Texas girls like to eat.
They like to eat, man. And then they run.
Joey never been there. Suddenly he knows all about
Texas.
You,
they munch down on ribs. You watch them munch down on the ribs, and you're going, shit, what's in store for me?
Texas girls
What's
are-
in store for me, Rock?
I don't know. Texas girls eat on ribs. That might hurt later.
I dig a chick who eat a good rib.
A little nibs? You a little nibble on the penis?
She has to do a little exercise afterwards.
You know who's overrated? Florida.
Florida sucks.
Ooh.
You know what Florida is?
Ooh.
South Jersey.
Ooh.
That's what Florida is.
Ooh.
Out of here, Orlando.
Ouch.
Miami?
Eugh.
Come on, South Beach? Come on.
Sorry to say
it. South Beach. A strip that's 2 miles long. That's the only good fucking part of
the only. They ought to just rename Florida Disney World.
It really is.
Because that's the only reason
you're
going.
The only reason you go there.
That'd be pretty cool.
It's humid.
Imagine that.
It's literally
Disney World?
It literally gets hit by screwballs and curveballs as far as hurricanes. Every type of hurricane has hit fucking Florida.
Matt from EV, Florida is Little Haiti.
Actually,
it'd be bigger.
Big Haiti.
So...
Yeah, it's Big Haiti.
Half funny.
The Everglades or Ever Suck.
Yeah, and then you got that panhandle.
Wait, hold on a second, John. Wait, what was that again?
I'll say it again, because it was so great.
Yeah.
Everglades, Ever Suck.
All right.
Thank you.
You got
you have the Florida panhandle that everybody forgets, which is just shit.
Yeah, like Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Who goes there?
Bunch of meth heads and fucking...
Tallahassee. This is a travel agency opening up again. Tallahassee? Who goes there? Faggots and assholes.
This is gross.
Who wants to go there?
Tallahassee.
Panhandle? More like shit handle.
Tallahassee's not even good enough for a hurricane to
just
hit.
Just draw a straight line down and give it to Alabama already.
Yeah, seriously. The Lunatic Radio Travel Agency. Tallahassee. Assholes.
You're embarrassing yourself, Florida. Give that up.
Rock and I are thinking about opening up our own travel agency, and you can only go one place.
Yeah, they know where you want to go. Just,
no. Every time you come in, you go, I want to go to Cancun. No.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Cancun's for faggots.
Wait, where was the place we wanted people to go?
Tennessee. I don't know why. We're so stupid.
What, you want to go to Paris? Wee wee, asshole!
You want to go to Spain? Well, you can play soccer somewhere else. Faggot. Italy? Yeah, I'm sure there's a pizza joint.
How about Nashville?
Yeah, why don't you get a calzone and suck a dick? Doesn't even make sense. Just insulting, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I want to go to Italy. What do you, suck dick?
Our travel agency would rule.
I can't wait to make the commercials for it.
Yeah.
Everybody's just going to Tennessee.
Remember that Italian company, the travel agency, that used to have the commercials on TV? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah. But, what is that?
Yeah,
it's been running for like 40 years.
Yeah.
And now his son does the commercials.
Yeah, the old man died.
Yeah, the old man died. He's like, yeah, go. And then we send people to the same spot,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, they send everyone to, like, fucking Palermo.
Palermo? Isn't that the name? Palermo?
Yeah, I think... Some fucking...
Enjoy the riches of the same place you've been sending people for 40 years.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, Josh doesn't know that commercial.
It must be local.
I don't know it. All in pictures. Hi, I'm Kieran McCann. How would you like to enjoy the great, beautiful scenery of Tennessee? There's so much to see in Tennessee, from Graceland to Dollywood. Tennessee is the place for you and your family. If you like country music, Tennessee is the place to go. If you like ribs.
Well, you just want to send them to Tennessee because no one goes there.
People go there.
Yeah, to get a connecting flight to somewhere else.
Nashville's in Tennessee. Country music stars want to go to Nashville.
Nashville Predators play there. Oh, I could do
who?
Nashville Predators.
We'll do a break. We're petering on nothing right now. I think we have been since we started. All right, back right after
this. People that see
this is Richard Patrick from Filter. Poker face! Poker! I'm a motherfucking poker motherfucking face! And you're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Wait a minute, did you say you have a new Facebook page?
Yes.
Whoa, tell us about it.
Facebook.com/Lunatic Radio. Look, Rock, you speak over me when we're doing the promo.
I didn't realize we were doing it. I actually believe you.
Are you saying Facebook.com/Lunatic Radio for everything Lunatic Radio that I want on Facebook?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Updates on shows.
Updates on shows.
And new stuff.
And new stuff.
And when Rock wants to tell you he's blowing a load, he'll tell you about it on Facebook.
Facebook.com/Lunatic Radio?
That's right!
Wow!
Yes!
Sign me up today!
Whimmy!
For a limited time only, you can also receive...
Jizz in the face? Facebook.com/Lunatic Radio. You can now hear the LunaticRadio.com show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory wasted. Available on your iPhone, your Palm Free, Android phones, and BlackBerry. Download it easily at Stitcher.com or go check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. That's LunaticRadio.com on Stitcher Radio. Download the app today. Stitcher! Everybody, we're on Twitter.
We sure are.
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio.
Lunatic Radio.
You know what, Rock? I love that Twitter thing.
What did you say?
Yes. Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio. So if you want to know when the radio show is broadcasting.
Or the Rocket Radio Hour.
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio. Hey.
What?
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio. Lunatic Radio is the name of the show.
It is.
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio.
See how convenient that is? See what we do for you?
Practically nothing.
Right.
Twitter.com/Lunatic Radio. Go check it out, fuckos.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy jerks off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio gold. Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show. Now back to the show. Lunaticradio.com.
Call, you're on the air.
Wow. Hello.
Yep.
Better go, asshole.
Oh, one of those?
Yeah. We tried.
Did they wait too long, or they just...
No, they just have nothing.
Oh.
Apparently that unknown caller...
That's annoying.
Yeah. I think it's the last time I'm answering that call.
We don't need to hear it again. Hi, Kia Rock, lunaticradio.com show. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. Josh Gogan hanging out with us.
Hello.
Josh!
I'm excited about dinner.
Me too. Let's just go now.
I need to be motivated to do radio, I think, on the internet. I really do. Like, I'm done it. You know, like, I was just thinking that. Like, I'm looking at the paper. I'm going, all right, what can we do for the next hour? I'm looking at it. I'm like, if I was on another platform, I really wouldn't be like, I would never have that thought in my head because I have to fucking produce something.
Right.
Like, but we're sitting here and I'm just like, this is good.
But we can talk about anything and we...
I know, and that's the freedom and stuff and, you know, it's just like, ugh.
I like how sounds represent your thoughts.
You know, I feel like...
Just frustrated, I guess.
No, don't be. I am, Rocket.
Aww.
I am.
More like, don't buy.
Be nice, though. You know, to have, like, callers that call in and, like, want to...
Yeah, would be nice.
Want to engage the radio show.
Yeah, and, or just tell, like, what's going on, or give us a little topic to talk about, or maybe something that's going on in their life.
Story. The last guy gave us some good stuff.
Did he?
Like what?
Well, he was from San Diego.
Oh, that guy did good. No, that was a good call. That was a good call.
That's true.
He was a pleasant person.
I forgot already, but that's true.
But yet, on another platform, Rock, we'd be doing fine with funk calls. Like, they call in and go, hey, you guys were just talking about this, and I got this to say. And we go, oh, thank you, sir, from somewhere. And then another person would call in and go, hey, I got this to say. And Kieran's a faggot. And we say, thank you, caller.
Right.
And we go to another one, right?
Right.
That's what happens. And you get motivated, and you get energy, and you want to do fun, and you want to have fun. And
you want to do fun.
And do fun. And have
Jane
fun.
Jane Fun. And she's fun a Asian dude. Broad.
Maybe it's our fault that we're not doing a great radio program.
You know what?
We're having some
That's
fun
crazy
pot
talk.
Pot talk today. We're having great pot talk today.
Without the pot.
Yeah, without the pot.
And the talk is kind of minimal, too.
This is me without the pot.
Can you imagine with the pot?
And the talk?
I'd be sleeping. So I couldn't do the pot.
Ah.
Conan O'Brien's coming back tomorrow for all the weed smokers who love late night talk radio, talk comedy, whatever the fuck.
Is Joey Drummer Guy still with him?
Andy Richter?
No, the drummer guy.
I don't know if that guy's coming
the
back.
The fucking guy with
the guy from Steen.
Steen.
Yeah. I don't know if he's coming
Max
back.
Max Weinstein.
Max Weinberg.
Max Weinhole.
Are you excited to see Conan O'Brien come back?
No, he isn't. Rachel comes in with in the chat room.
Excited,
he's not coming back?
Our Canadian informant.
Curious, yes.
You're curious?
Max Jew.
You know, I don't even know what channel TBS is. That's the problem I think he's
going to
have.
I don't consider it a network.
It's somewhere between two and who gives a fuck.
It's like TBS is trying to be a network, but it's not in my book.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right. You're right because I don't pay attention to the baseball games that fucking channel covers. I don't pay attention to the NBA basketball, of course. I don't care what fucking reruns of NCSI or what the fuck they're running.
Now, apparently they paid a lot of money to have Conan, so I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah, but is he, if because he's not on one of those big four networks, are people going to really – are they going to flock to him?
I don't know.
Is he that good for people to flock to? As you put a beard cooler over your fucking microphone?
I like that. It sounds like old-time radio.
I'm going for old-time radio.
Yes.
I don't know, Kara. That's crazy.
Why does it sound like?
Coming up.
I
don't know.
Can I try that?
Yeah, try
it. Let me try it.
There you go.
Oh, wow. He's all totally different now.
Coming up tomorrow, fellas. The boys are coming back from war.
Yes. Tomorrow on the Hilarity Radio Hour.
We will be having fun and laughter.
No, that's not funny, Kieran. All right, we have a call. Caller.
Hey.
Caller, welcome.
How
to
much
the
do we suck? Caller, go.
20s.
Hello?
Beer Bear.
What? Beer Bear.
Kieran, you had one of his channels and then you shut it off.
Go. Caller, you're on the air.
Okay, am I back on the right channel?
Yeah, Kieran figured out the old mixer.
Welcome.
I'm glad to see you finally figure out how to use your new equipment.
Yeah, it's only been like 6 years.
I'm still reading the manual.
Man, I don't know what kind of satellite you're talking about sending people to Tennessee, but yeah, it's a whole other animal down here than what you're thinking.
Really?
Oh, come on. Tennessee's got to be beautiful, I'm thinking.
It is from an airplane.
I was in Graceland, and, well, he's right. That wasn't beautiful, but...
So are you saying that Tennessee is a layover state?
I wouldn't even do that much. Could avoid it.
Really? Tennessee's that bad?
How about Memphis? What about the stop?
That's the area I'm talking about. Graceland used to be a run territory. That place is a shooting gallery.
Apparently the phone sucked, too.
What about the Nashville Predators? You have the Nashville Predators.
It's the hockey rock.
Yeah.
Gives a shit.
That's what are Nashville, you, though. Nashville's a whole different animal.
What are you doing in Nashville?
What part are you from?
Nashville Predators.
Is this Beer Bear? Are you from Tennessee, sir?
What are you
sir?
Doing here?
I don't know.
What?
No, I was born and raised in San Diego, but I moved to Memphis about 6 years ago.
Ooh.
That is
mad
funny.
Born in San Diego, moved to Memphis.
Oh, my God.
You
lose.
So you're wishing for the last 6 years you can go back to San Diego.
Yeah, I'm wishing Memphis would fall off the map and I'd trip over into San Diego again.
But the ribs are good, right?
You must mean I have no idea. Ribs suck ass.
You don't.
There's nothing good about Nashville. There's nothing good about like Tennessee.
No, apparently everything sucks ass.
Then why are you there?
The good thing about Tennessee is leaving it.
There's no hot young country singer girls that want to try to make it in the business that you're.
Beer Bear, why are you there then? Why are you there in Tennessee?
Hold on, let me try.
I moved here for a job, and since then I've had a son, and I don't want to leave him, so I'm stuck here.
Oh,
I'm stuck here. Jeez,
I'm sure he's gonna be happy to hear that.
I can't wait to leave.
Oh, I tell him all the time.
If it weren't for you, son, Daddy would be happy.
Yeah, basically, that's exactly how I said it, yeah.
If it weren't for you, son, Daddy'd be living in San Diego.
If it weren't for you, Daddy'd be happy in San Diego making decent money, having a good life.
Oh, God.
Wow. I'm already saving for his therapy bills when he turns 15.
Boy, why don't you just take him to San Diego? What is it, the whole
his mom has a problem with that.
So his mom's from Tennessee?
No, his mom's from San Diego, too, but she's also living here now, and apparently, since we got divorced, she doesn't want
to
leave.
Well, if you take him to San Diego, then she's got no choice but to go back.
Or it's called kidnapping, but either way, yeah, I'm with that.
Well, yeah, but then you can just take the trolley down to San Ysidro and hang out around the border, and whenever the feds come looking for you, you go sneak down south.
So you're divorced.
We didn't cause it, right?
Yeah.
Are you divorced, or is it a...
here's a little soundbite. LR caused my divorce.
Shit.
What?
Really?
How'd that happen?
Fuck.
We're good at that.
I just thought it sounded really good for a fucking soundbite. Oh. Kieran talked over it again.
Yeah, well, that's
no, say it again, sir, so we have the soundbite.
Yeah, hold on. Everyone, hold on. Wait. And go.
LR caused my divorce. Give me a beer. Sorry. I am Lunatic Radio.
What happened?
So what kind of divorce did you get?
Voice?
Just a divorce. There's a couple.
That was my attempt at a New York accent. Cause my divorce.
Divorce. There's a couple. How do you get to Brooklyn? I want to get to.
Wait, hold on.
I want to get to Brooklyn. How do you get to Brooklyn? I want to get to Brooklyn.
Oh wait, you're referencing the first segment.
Yes,
I like
to call the callback in the comedy world.
A joke that no one even heard.
How many boo? Yeah, but. The third time
Josh
around.
Tell the joke. Does anybody hear
Nobody
it?
In here heard it.
There's a bear shit in the woods. Or...
No, that's not it.
What was the...
You didn't do it right. If a tree falls, does anybody hear it? If Josh tells a joke, does anybody hear it?
Everybody hears it but you two.
Yeah.
Beer Bear.
But the only people laughing are the ones in your head.
Right.
Wait, what?
Hold
that's
on
not
one second.
Nice.
Sorry, sir.
That was mean and cruel.
Hold on. It's a Beer Bear and Josh show. All right,
Beer Bear. Any advice to the guys who are currently married that you would give out so they don't wind up in a situation such as yours, sir?
Don't move to Tennessee.
First off, don't move to Tennessee. Second off, definitely try to keep her if you can afford it because it's a whole lot cheaper.
Thank you.
Interesting.
And brick and duct tape is golden.
Ah. So it's kind of like when they say... kind of like when the whole Scott Peterson thing happened where she goes, murder is never the answer. Sometimes it might be the answer. That's what you're saying?
I've never heard that ever.
For the right question, it could be the right answer.
Ah, okay.
How to avoid a divorce might be the right question.
Mm. Why did you get the... it can't be our show. Why did you get a divorce?
No, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with any internet radio shows. It was just us.
You just didn't get along?
Yeah, we just didn't work well together.
Did you get married too young?
No, we did a six-year engagement, got married in our mid-20s. It wasn't that. It was just we just didn't work well together.
Was it a grow-apart thing, or was it one of those, like, you were too in love when you got engaged and married that you didn't see the differences, and that's when it really came down?
No, it was more of just realizing over years that something wasn't right, and just took us both finally agreeing that it was the way we worked together wasn't right.
So somebody banged somebody else, and that was a problem?
No infidelities, no violence. None of that shit. It was just both of us kind of came to the agreement one day over, you know, it was years of just realizing something didn't feel right, and we just kind of...
So were you kind of both okay with it?
Yeah, we're even still friends. I mean, we can still talk and hang out and all that fun stuff.
See, you know what? That's the best way to break...
That's cool.
That's the best way to break up with somebody, when you get bored with them.
Now, when you're still you're still kind of friends, do you occasionally still want to bang her?
No, not at all.
Really?
In fact, the nice thing is, when you get to the point after divorce, it's kind of like you come to a point where you realize your ex-wife's vagina falls out. Because you no longer have any inclination to want to touch them that way. So it's kind of a good feeling.
Wow.
So if she was, like, coming on to you, you wouldn't go for it. It was a no strings attached, just, you know, one time for old time's sake, you wouldn't go for it.
Nope.
Huh.
Could you get an erection to your ex-wife?
No.
If he wouldn't have sex with her.
Now, did she gain a lot of weight? Is that the problem?
What?
Did she gain a lot of weight?
No.
No?
No, during our marriage, you know, her weight went up and down, but that was never an issue for me.
So it's who she is, and you don't...
It was all just between the ears and the heart, where we just, you know, we couldn't talk to each other the right way, and we couldn't work together as a couple, so...
Goddamn Tennessee and their country songs. That's a country song right there.
Yeah, that's a country song right there. God divorce.
Country sucks ass, by the way. I hate country music.
Because your head and your heart don't match.
Dude, you're just
anymore.
Living in hell right now, I think. You're in hell right now. You're in hell.
That's the best way to put it. I go to San Diego about once a month or every 6 weeks or so.
I used to live in San Diego, and I married some broad, and she didn't work out, so my life sucks, and I got a kid, and I can't go to San Diego anymore. That's the song right there.
Hey, keep going.
Well, that's what I should do then. I should probably quit my current career and just go ahead and try to be a country music singer then, huh?
Just learn three chords. And
yeah, it's only what, A, B, and G or some shit like that?
Yeah, it's like
three
that.
Chords
yeah.
Right. Put your story.
Make a million and a half bucks and sort of crack addict and
make your story rhyme.
So Bieber, what do you do to pass the time?
I'm going to school and I work. That's pretty much it. If it's not dealing with my son, those are my three things. I used to do the brewing thing a lot, but I don't have time for it anymore.
What do you do for fun though? What do you just like cam up and jerk off? Or what's going on?
No, I just do school, work, and my son. That's the three things that I'm involved with. I don't have any real hobbies for fun anymore. I put the brewing thing. I was brewing beer for a while. I had to put that on the hold because I got to do the school thing.
What are you going to school for?
I get boring computer shit.
Wow.
Going to be an IT guy.
I hear that's the future.
Yeah, apparently. It pays better than firefighting, so I got to do something.
Oh, yeah, firefighting. That doesn't pay very well in most places anyway.
No.
It's a dying market, firefighting.
I was gonna be an internet radio guy, but I found out real quick from listening to Lunatic Radio that it doesn't pay so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good thing you caught on quick, sir.
Yeah, I hope you did. Thank you.
Even third micers leave, so that tells you something right there.
Every third micer leaves. Not even every.
They have reach involved, so they can do that.
Well, you know, we just want our third micer to leave.
It's because I didn't invest my money in all this shit. I didn't pay for any of the equipment, so I'm fucking gone.
Yeah, show up, get ignored, walk away, move to another state.
Yeah, nobody listens anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, by the way, not only did you get a divorce, Billy Ray Cyrus did.
Yeah. What?
Apparently his wife was boning Brett Michaels.
Good for
him.
Brett Michaels was my pseudo name I was using for a while, and so that's what she called him.
What?
Well, what would you rather bang, the guy that sings on Skinny Bop or the guy Achy Breaky Heart?
Ooh, I
would
go Skinny.
No, I would go with the Achy Breaky guy because Achy Breaky guy's daughter is making him a fortune.
Give me a little Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Oh, I can do that. I can make that happen, Karen.
That just takes off the fucking panties, that song right there.
Yeah, but you know what? That's old skanky stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably what fucking...
Right, but I would...
Miley Cyrus is...
But were I a woman, I'd have more class than that, and I would go for a man who's currently making money, not one who made it 20 years ago.
Fucking Bret Michaels is wrecking up shop with the cash. Did you see him on The Apprentice?
Making money with all the TV shows.
I saw him get sick on The Apprentice. I wouldn't.
He's got his own show now. Bret Michaels, I watched it last night. He's got his own show about his family.
The guy is constantly
I'm in a hospital room and I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I'd fuck this guy because he wrote this song.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, did I say something?
Quote him.
Quote him, right.
I get it. Every rose has its... there's a downside to everybody's grass is greener. It's another way to say that.
So I got
to
imagine... I got to imagine Beer Bear would side with the guy who was banging Bret Michaels. He would side with Bret Michaels because everything sucks in Tennessee, and Billy Ray Cyrus is from Tennessee, so fuck him.
Of course, I'm siding with the guy who is in charge of Miley Cyrus, so...
Yeah, you know what? I might side with Billy Ray Cyrus because that would get me closer to Miley.
Yeah.
And in a couple of years, Miley's going to be
See,
like,
I'm more into Hannah Montana myself, but you can have Miley.
Wait, what happened?
If you want.
I want
She opens her mouth.
Yeah, she's a little, she's going to be cougarific.
Cougarific.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley?
Cyrus. Is it Miley?
Miley.
Miley Cyrus is going to be cougarific. That girl's going to be fucking.
You know what's a shame?
Years.
You know what's bad is that because I have kids, I watch a lot of the Nickelodeon Disney Channel.
You watch Dora the Explorer and you get a boner.
She's going to be hot. Let me tell you,
Dora.
Yeah. Oof.
Dora.
No, but like you like Selena Gomez and
Dora's going to have that accent when she gets older. That's
yeah,
awesome
and the
right
and the girl from iCarly. Like,
oh no!
Oh boy!
A banger.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is she?
I think she's 17 now.
So she's enabled.
She was just kind of not long ago. She wasn't too far from here not long ago. Melissa Cosgrove or whatever.
Yeah, Cosgrove. Amanda Cosgrove.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda. Yeah.
She was kind of doing a book signing not long ago. And the DJs out here on a field day was talking about when she's legal, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, when she is. Wow. Nothing's gonna happen. But anyway, we can dream, right?
Exactly. When she's 18, I'm still not gonna fuck her.
Right. That's what bothers me about those countdowns. Oh, like the Olsen twins when they're 18. God, we're gonna count. You're never gonna see them naked, let alone see them naked in person. So what do you give a fuck what age they are?
Or if you do see them naked, be one of those cheesy ass upskirt shots that no one likes anymore.
And honestly, what there's a different like. Like, with the Miranda Cosgrove, she's like 15, 16, or whatever. Like, that's when she starts her career. All right, I can see waiting that one out. But the Olsen twins were 3 when they started. That's a fucking creepy thing.
What? Hey, Josh, weren't they younger than that? Weren't they were like infants on the show?
Yeah. Whatever they were, it was like,
they
I
were
don't,
like, months, like
I don't,
18 months old or some crazy shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't want to follow them from breastfeeding to fuckable. I don't want to do that.
That's weird.
That gets into the realm of creepy as shit. That's like tyrannistic.
Hey, sir. Oh. I only dated one young girl.
Hey, look, if your dating pool is a high school graduation party, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those girls are going to be problems.
I like proms.
I can't wait to see what they turn into.
Yeah.
You couldn't go to a prom and your 20-year high school reunion in the same week if you're in a kind of problem.
I mean, can you imagine? The Miley Cyruses and the Selena Gomez's and the Miranda Cosgroves, what these girls that I mean they're at that level where they are the who's the hottest chick right now to you?
To me?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, no, I always go with the girl from the Golf Channel.
All right, let's go to a real man.
Lynn Rock McMurray.
And the answer to Kira's question is answered right there.
All right, Linda McMahon.
Linda McMahon.
Linda McMahon, all right.
Dude, the girl's got great diction.
These girls are like the fucking Angelina Jolies and Jessica Albas of the preteen boys right now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when they get in their mid-20s? Like, they're going to be train wrecks.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's a question. How come there isn't a pool on which one of these ones will end up in rehab and strung out looking like many train wreck bitches now.
Well, yeah. because all of them will be.
But which one's going to show her snatch when she gets out of the car first? Which one's going to be the one that, like, which one's going to be addicted to fame? That's the question. Because sometimes they go, you know what, I did it when I was young, and I'll back out, you know. And then you have your ones that who's the girl from Full House that was like addicted to
The crack? Middle one.
Oh, yeah, Tracy something or other.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, the middle one. The middle child. The
Jody Sweet.
Jody. Oh, and she turned she turned out to be the hottest one too.
Mm. Thank you, Rachel.
Jody Sweet was hot.
You just
is hot.
You don't know how to handle that when you're young.
No.
I mean, when you get, when everywhere you go, you got every fucking person hitting.
Well, you
on
look at the girl from the girl from Different Strokes. She wanted doing porn. She did like one porno movie. Before
really?
She, yeah.
What happened to her?
Yeah, it wasn't overdose? That good one either. It wasn't that good.
You saw it. Well, I guess you got to do.
You got
to pass the time
in
Tennessee.
I kind of grew up watching her, and you know, yeah. When she was on, I was kind of looking at like, hey, she's my age. I want to tap it.
Yeah, if you found out Tootie from The Facts of Life had a porno film, you'd go see it.
Tootie?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you would.
You know what?
No,
you grew up with it. You
good.
Would.
Tootie? Did you just say Tootie had a porno film?
No. If.
Oh, if.
You yeah, check not, it out.
I can't watch. That was the worst name in TV, I think. Tootie.
Who was the fat one?
Who cares?
No, who was a kid who was called? He had some. Boner. Well, that was the worst
Boner,
name.
Boner, that's some growing pains.
Boner was the worst name.
Oh, yeah.
Of all.
Boner.
Boner the Bone or something like that?
Boner.
The
Boner.
Nicky the Bone.
How'd they get that past the censors? Why don't I know?
And he's dead
his
now.
Boner.
Well, Tootie.
A teenage boy named Boner. Come on now.
But you had Tootie.
No, Boner was
Boner
worse than Tootie.
Is a more direct reference. Tootie is kind of like, okay, she farted. Big deal. Chicks fart.
Blanche.
Boner is like you're announcing your future is radio internet.
By the way, I'd fuck Mrs. Garrett.
Would you? What happened to her?
Belcher.
What happened to her?
Raquel.
Now I was a fan of Joe. Kim I like Joe the best.
Joe Polnicek?
Kim Fields.
Yeah, Joe was hot.
Natalie. That was
Mindy Kahn.
Mindy Kahn. Was Natalie?
Yeah, I like Joe though. Joe was the one that because she was. She was a little rough one.
Yeah, she was a quarterback.
Joe was the one you know was taking the dumper.
She looks exactly the same. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Joe on the show.
She was
the one that she would take it in the ass and then try to do it harder.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, no, I saw it. Mrs. Garrett was doing it with a dildo.
Weird.
Yeah, Mrs. Garrett was freaky shit.
She'd
in the
suggest
house.
It. Joe would suggest it. Let's do something different.
It's really not the facts of life in that house.
Girls!
Like,
oh my god, I cooked you a cake now, let's fuck!
It was nine seasons.
Joe's cousin, that's the funny one.
Nine seasons of that horse shit?
Yeah. What do you mean, Joe's cousin?
Go to Joe's cousin.
That's a Terry, it's a kid, it's a 14-year-old.
Yeah, go to that one.
Oh, that's the one that had autism.
Oh, really?
I think so.
No way.
Oh, was it Down syndrome? Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Everybody loses when that happens.
Let's find out together.
She had cerebral palsy.
Was it cerebral palsy?
You gotta wait for the advertisement. Let's see what happens.
You still there, Bieber?
That was the cerebral palsy thing was TV's first early attempts at trying to be PC and trying to include everyone. We sit back.
Look at that guy. He's walking backwards but forwards.
That's not.
They couldn't get the retards on the TV because they wouldn't follow.
Hey, retard!
They couldn't get the.
They got backwards feet. How do you get backwards feet?
Carefully.
Can you explain what you're looking at?
We're looking at it as a commercial. It's not nice.
Weird. No, it's okay. They're not. I mean, they're cute little Asians with backwards feet.
It's about prosthetics.
Oh, is it? They need to put them on correctly.
The facts
of
life.
Feet is binding gone too far.
Here we go.
All right. Here.
Oh, it's a full episode. We're gonna watch a full episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just scan to any part.
You know we've hit bottom. We're watching Facts of Life.
Whatever happened to Blair?
Watching Facts of Life.
She was cute. Tootie was cute. Look at her.
Which one would you fuck? Joe's the one we'd fuck.
Joe is the one. It'd be Joe, the blonde one, and then Tootie. And then, you know what? I might put Tootie before the blonde one. Tootie's cute.
Tootie has like stormtrooper hair.
Come on, Mrs. G, let's go.
Joe, relax.
Joe.
Kara's getting horny.
No, relax is a phrase I use before she took it in the ass.
Right.
And we peed down on pizza and popcorn. No, relax. Anal sex isn't so bad.
You know what is creepy to me about it? She looks kind of like a female Tony Danza.
Yes! Joe Polnicek looks like Tony Danza.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
By the way, worst show in the history of television, Tony Danza the Teacher. You ever see that?
No.
Oh, my God. It's buried on some
show. That was fucking horrific.
Dude, Tony Danza, there's an actual show about Tony Danza being a teacher.
Who's that guy?
That was a network train wreck is what that was.
God. It's poetry.
Hey, that's the guy from Caddyshack. He lost the match.
What are we doing? Where's the...
can we not fucking...
No, where's Joe's cousin?
There he is.
No, that's not him.
That's right there.
No.
What are you, Clooney? She looks better than great. Is it Clooney? Is Clooney the cousin?
No. Clooney was on the show, though. You gotta move a little faster. There's gotta be something.
It's gotta be something good around here.
Yeah.
I wanna see the...
There's a funny teachable moment somewhere in here.
There's the cousin.
Is everybody
that's
a
lot?
Terry's a girl.
It's not the cerebral palsy girl.
No, where's the one with cerebral palsy?
Is it cerebral or cerebral?
Cerebral.
Only I never did. Caribbean.
Why right. Not? Fucking Billy Ocean.
Where's the one that sounds drunk?
It's terrible because it refers to the cerebellum.
Cerebellum? The only difference
between us is... Cousin Jerry!
Ah. Jerry!
Hey, Jerry!
Jerry, how are you?
Jerry, services! Jerry,
take the car, you take the bag, you take them both, and hey, all
about I saved my snatch, Joe!
God, can you believe this stuff is actually on television? All these shows about these stupid women?
Hey, Small Wonder was awesome. The robot girl? Nothing. All right, fine.
Do you remember Sidekicks?
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
What's going on?
It's not fair.
Can you believe Blair won the Fine Arts Festival again? Third year in a
row.
Can you believe it?
I can just hear her acceptance.
Oh, my God. They all sound that way.
Why is her name Tootie? Because she took it in the ass a lot?
Well, anyway, will you believe it if you find me?
Where is Blair?
She's right behind us.
By the way, Miss
was... This was... By the way, this is the precursor to The View.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mrs. Garrett.
Hello. Why is the new? Show?
That's all it is.
What's new? I understand. Congratulations.
That's the Barbara Walters.
Yeah, number four.
And
that was like the girl with the Roethlisberger blood.
And Tootie is Oprah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Those little awards. But as I grow,
should we just go right to the?
Yeah, let's go right to the meat of it. Let's go right to the.
I'm trying
what
to
are we doing.
When the guy is ready,
that's a good picture. She's got her head cocked to the side already. Oh my God.
There's Jerry.
Come on, Jerry, where are you?
Oh, I gotta go. It's probably part two.
Hello, Newman. Yeah. That would be weird if she said that.
Anyway,
that doesn't seem logical, Karen.
Oh, there she is. She's walking awkwardly and shaking hands. And
oh, no. Her head's tilted.
She's got a neck as thick as a thigh.
Here comes Jerry.
Palsy hurt, you bonehead. That's Joe.
Nice to meet you.
Tootie.
What does our shirt say? I'm drunk?
It
says, I don't have cerebral palsy, I'm drunk.
Yeah, she's wearing a shirt that says, I took one too many shots.
Yes. She didn't have cerebral palsy.
I'm not
hammered.
Even joking. I believe her shirt says, I don't have cerebral palsy, I'm drunk. Oh, sorry.
Tootie, and you play finishes.
You can make coffee?
Sure. It tastes lousy, but that's not because of the cerebral palsy. You like
the audience?
That was cringe, wasn't it?
Even the audience was like that dud.
Coffee? It's Mountain Grun.
Thank you.
Don't thank me till you've tasted it.
Well, how was the bus ride?
I don't know. I drove.
A car?
No. A lemon.
You can drive even though you're
handicapped. Hey, you can say the word.
You can say
right.
That, Luke. You can say the word. I just poked fun at my own disease.
That's
a disorder.
Yeah, I can drive.
You can say that,
Luke. How did you get
cerebral palsy?
I mean, did you catch it?
Tootie, please.
She's got cerebral palsy.
Okay, Jerry,
and she's
here
racist.
You are.
I hated these sitcoms when they tried to teach you about the fucking disorder.
How about the one where...
you can drive?
How come they never asked her the sitcom? She had a seizure during sex. It would be the greatest thing ever.
Oh, how the... It's all clamping down on you.
Weird.
Yeah, clamp down, wiggle all over the place. Like, damn, yes. Can you do that shit again?
You turn on strobe
smack
lights.
Smack in the head and try to make it happen.
You turn on strobe lights hoping it'll have the effect you want.
Techno sex like a
cerebral palsy's not too bad. You just got like the cock and head thing going on. That's all it all is.
Oh, I got a crick in my neck.
Yeah, it's like a constant crink in the neck.
You just need to massage, that's all.
How about the have free sex because I'm good at it. I have free sex because it's cerebral palsy.
How about the episode of Different Strokes where what's his name gets finger banged by the bicycle guy?
Wait, that doesn't happen.
I didn't see that.
Oh, those cartoon mice are naked.
What about that, All in the Family where she gets raped? Remember that? That was a serious episode.
Was it?
Really? Somebody got raped in All in the Family?
All in the Family. That was a big deal.
She got raped, then, meathead.
Was it All in the Family?
She didn't really get raped. She was like, attacked.
Oh, so there was no actual... Right. Remember that episode of Sopranos where she got raped?
No.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Joe stinks. Oh, no, is it Jerry?
Yeah.
Joe and Jerry, they both suck. Fuck them all.
So Jerry, it's so good to see you.
No, let's renew this.
It's okay, I only got cerebral palsy.
All in the Family rape. Good job.
That's how you look it up, Eddie.
The rape aftermath.
Come on.
Part one.
It was a serious episode. It was
Can
a
you
serious
believe she
moment?
Got raped?
Oy.
Archie
one
Bunker
days,
was the shit.
Pow to the moon with your raping.
Archie, she tried to rape me, Archie.
A man, he said he was looking for a man. He was the man he was looking for.
Hold on, don't understand. Come over here. Sit down, huh?
Sit down, huh?
Archie, I'm telling you, he tried to put it in me.
This week on All in the Sitcom.
Yeah, that you can't. Why would you take that character and have her? Who's gonna rape that?
That's not nice.
Yeah, no.
You know what's hilarious? This segment started with Billy Ray Cyrus getting a divorce.
Now we're going back to our childhood.
Well, yeah, no, that's standard radio 101. You go from Billy Ray to Mrs. Garrett.
But who's gonna believe this?
Because he's about as relevant as her.
She's gonna hate me.
No. That's the whole episode was him trying to convince her stop. He wasn't gonna rape you.
Yeah, you're
he
too ugly.
Yes.
Who would fucking rape you?
Would you? You're lucky that I even want to sleep next to you, let alone.
That's not.
How about when Family Ties protested the nuclear power plant?
What?
Borefest.
Holy shit. How about the one where they had acid? Is that the one with. What was the one with the acid rain? It was a different. Not different strokes. It was the one with Ricky Schroeder.
Silver Spoons!
Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons.
Yeah, with the acid rain where what's her name gathered. She gathered some rain in a bowl to wash her hair and it turned her hair green. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, that was the first time. That was the very first time I was like. This shit is over the top douchey.
Yeah.
I forgot that show.
Well, that annoyed me with it. We were just watching it. Oh my god. Let me see the intro of this piece of shit. I used to watch this show.
Who's that guy?
He was the
Joey Rapist guy. We're two of a kind. Make it a go.
Make it grow together. We're gonna find. Oh my god.
Sounds like a Geico commercial. Together.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Hey, black guy. He's got no money. Lightfoot. Leonard Lightfoot.
Wow, whatever happened to that fucking guy? Oh, Silver Spoons suck.
The intro is completely from one episode. It's from, like, the pilot.
Joel Higgins.
What is the show about?
I don't
No.
Wasn't he rich?
Yeah, it's Richie Rich. But
the guy was rich, right? The dad?
Yeah.
And was that kid, was
he adopted or was he like the legitimate kid?
Is he like
I think it was a single dad thing where the dad was rich and the mom just never was in the picture.
Small
so
wonder. What's that about?
I thought this was a great show. This is the robot girl. You don't remember it?
No.
Small wonder?
What the fuck are you watching?
You don't remember this? His dad worked for a robotics company, and they never had a daughter, so he figured he'd make a robot
they
daughter.
They were barren. She's a
small they made a robot daughter?
Yes!
Her womb is dead.
Jerry, you should relate it to First Gigi.
Yeah, not bad. Good idea.
Hey, look, it's Ricky Schroeder again.
You watch this Borefest?
I used to.
I used to love Webster.
Of course.
Now.
Rated that kid around like he was a mascot. I love that show.
Do you want to hear Tiffany Brissett?
She's a robot, so if you wanted to, you could get rid of her, right?
Hey, want to hear some?
Yeah, is it cool to kill the robot daughter?
Sorry, get the blue screen of death.
Good morning.
I've never even heard of this show.
Time to get up.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. She's oh,
let's
God.
Go, suckers.
She sounds like a robot.
What's the matter, dear?
Oh, I must have thrown my back out jogging
fucking
yesterday.
You last night.
Oh, honey, every muscle in my aging body aches.
No excuses.
All right. Bleep bop, bloop bop.
If I was an executive, I'd go canceled.
All right, what other crap show right can you there. Go with, Rock?
Yeah, Rock, what else
wow.
did you watch?
Wow.
What do you mean? Astonishing
us with this shitty small fucking wonder. 80s shit you used to watch.
Next on Lunatic Radio, Joni loves Chachi.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
What other 80s shows
did you ever watch
there?
Sidekicks? With Ernie Reyes Jr.? Where he'd put on, he was the last Electric Knight, where he'd put on the headband.
What are you talking about?
Wah!
It's not even on YouTube.
Look up Last Electric Knight.
What?
Yeah. I think I might have seen what Josh is talking about, but I didn't know the name.
Knight as in
K-N-I.
Yeah.
I was about to say Great American Hero. That would be worse.
It's Sidekicks, yeah.
What is this? Oh, I like it.
Kung Fu show. For kids. Oh, this is completely 80s. He's getting hit by a car. And that was the show.
That music.
Hey, Rock, look at the chat room and do this on bike. That's a night court. You get better sound bites out of that.
Oh, night court is great. Night court was a classic. John Larroquette is phenomenal.
Night court
was
a good show. We're looking for shows that kind of that really suck in retrospect.
Yeah, night court was a phenomenal short. Harry Anderson.
See, he's got to put on a headband and put like his. I don't. Oh, Ernie Reyes Jr.
It was a cat. Oh, he got all scared because it was a cat.
Would I? I always hate. Still hate movies where like
Airwolf.
I hate chill. Airwolf is so.
Airwolf
bad.
Was the dude in the Apaches when they first came out.
Yeah, Airwolf is so bad. Wait,
Airwolf intro?
Yeah, the intro, yeah, but like there's like a scene like he's like such an uber guy.
Uber guy.
There's like 18 meets super suckage.
I don't remember Airwolf at all. Oh, I love the intro with the grid pattern because it's intense. We are Airwolf, we're flying through the air, so we're gonna win the day.
You got a theme song? How do you like that?
It's good.
In the helicopter playing polo.
Skip ahead to like there's like a...
Alex Cord's got a monocle.
He's like such an asshole, and the chick clearly falls for it. It's ridiculous.
Gene Bruce Scott. I don't remember Airwolf at all. I want to see more Airwolf.
Where's Auto Man. What is Auto Man?
Sucks.
Oh, well, yeah. Wah.
There's no scenes from Airwolf.
Some Mari Comp?
Supercopter intro.
We'll see like an Airwolf intro. Here's an Airwolf episode teaser.
Shadow of the Hawkeye.
Shadow.
We're being radar scanned. It's gonna pull up.
It's not a bear, it's a cub's head.
Gabriel, don't get interested in
bears. Start to see, apparently.
There's no future in it for you or anyone.
You gotta get to Libya.
That's Gaddafi's sandpile. He doesn't like us, Drake.
In the desert, a body like this would wither and die.
After a few hours with such a body, what would it matter?
We've got 48 hours to recover.
This show sucks.
Chain guns, one and two, set.
Airwolf, gonna win the day. Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Top Gun came out, and then they just started trying to make,
what,
like, plane
garbage.
Movies.
Ice. Man. What, yeah. Garbage used to be popular back then.
By the way,
then.
I heard there was a Top Gun 2.
Is that Ricky
works.
Schroeder?
Everybody's Ricky Schroeder.
And an Asian woman?
Weird.
Hello, Airwolf.
You still on the phone there, Beer Beer?
Oddly enough, yeah. I don't.
Wow.
I was sitting through that. Hopefully I got the decent stuff, but this is like lunatic flashback television.
Damn, you've been up for 36
best
minutes.
Holy 80,
shit.
This is coming in from White Ass Brent. Best 80s show was Sledgehammer.
Oh my God, that was a
what?
Great show.
I don't remember Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer was hysterical. It didn't get picked back up. It was like two seasons and it didn't make it, but it was a funny show.
Can I just say, you guys haven't paid enough attention to Cheeky Panda's ass.
The guy, it was like a dirty hairy
focus,
type cop.
Beer Bear.
He was like a dirty hairy type cop. He would sleep.
You're doing radio now.
He would sleep with his gun. His gun had
yeah,
a pillow.
I am too. But, you know, this is, you're talking about 70s and 80s TV, and I'm looking at Cheeky Panda's 80s.
By the way, Cheeky Pandy is the broad in the chat room who's on the cam doing the peace sign right now.
Try Sledgehammer comedy.
It's a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy show.
Oh.
Yeah.
How you doing there, Matt from Everett, in our chat room, hanging out on the web camera?
Yeah, I love this show.
We encourage people to pop on the webcams.
You can't defuse that bomb. Trust me. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, thanks. Was this a
hammer?
I never even heard of this
show. The following season of Sledgehammer takes
my
place 5 years
poor,
before
though.
That nuclear explosion. Thank you.
Right.
This was a good show. It was.
I never even heard of it.
It was kind of like of the same vein as the Naked Gun movies. But that was the pillow his gun always slept. He loved his gun.
By the way, Naked Gun, dude, that was kind of funny. That shit
was funny.
It was a great movie.
Funny.
I will kill the queen. I must kill the queen.
Reggie Jackson.
They kill the queen.
The best part is when at the end. Where Frank Drebin meets fucking OJ in the chair, like the wheelchair at the end, and they're at the fucking game.
Oh, yeah,
he slaps him on the back, and
he goes out. And then he explodes off.
Yeah, it's fucking great, man.
The episodes, the actual episodes of Police Squad were great, because they always ended with a freeze frame, but some shit always just kept moving.
Yeah.
So one episode, they had a monkey as part of the end sequence, so everyone is freeze frame, but the monkey just started running loose amongst everyone. Fucking hilarious. That show was genius.
Cyberspector nailed it with Alf.
Well, Alf was a good show.
Alf?
But everybody knows
an
Alf.
An alien that eats pussy.
Did any other shows come out with like a Muppet as the lead character?
Yeah.
Or was it
the
just,
Muppet Show.
No, was it just Alf? Alf.
I don't know.
I think Alf was one of the few that actually had a Muppet as a regular character.
Yeah, that was a popular
fucking
show, too.
But he ate pussy, so how can you argue with that?
Alf
ate
pussy.
You know that joke the first time wasn't funny, Beer Bear, so the second time still didn't.
Auto Man.
I thought I'd try a Joey co-host and throw it out three or four times, make sure it wasn't.
How about the Energizer guy, huh? Remember him?
Energizer, oi!
Right.
You remember that?
No. You know what? You only remember him? The only good thing about Mr. Belvedere was Euchre. Euchre was the only good
Mr.
Thing.
Bell. I love the theme. I'm going to play that. I love that Belvedere thing.
People are coming in with Cop
Belvedere?
Rock.
Cop Rock was the worst show ever.
That was probably the worst show ever.
Fish Police?
Astro Boy? I remember that one.
Mr. Belvedere was a great show. Come on, Bob Euchre.
Could you call me Mr. Papadopoulos?
Never met him before. Who cares?
Fly ball caught. As you came through the door. Christ, no, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Tracy Wells.
That was Mork and Mindy. I'm thinking Mork, the little alien that's on that thing.
This guy once threw out his own son in a father-son game.
That brings
what
back.
A dick.
You know what? I watched that show.
What a dick.
I watch that show every
He leads the league
Friday.
In most categories, including nose hair.
But I don't remember a single episode.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag. Fly ball caught.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
And that play could be a finalist in the Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award.
The Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award. Ball four, ball eight, low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Man. Do you remember any episodes of these shows? Like, I remember, like, no. vaguely the characters, but other than that, I don't remember an episode. Although I do remember the special episodes of, like, some of those shows. Again, like, the one where his buddy got molested.
By the way, the most ridiculous name for a television show, you can't do that on television.
Ah.
Yeah.
That was courtesy of America's Hat.
Brewster had nice...
Throw that one out there.
Oh, Punky Brewster. There you go.
Punky Brewster had nice tits for a 10-year-old.
All right, white-ass Brent. You'll take credit for that one.
Did you see McGillicuddy, what he said?
No.
All the quotes that we just did from Major League, he had to tell us that it didn't happen in the Belvedere show.
Do you remember?
It's incredible. Thank you. Thank goodness you told us that, McGillicuddy.
Do you remember on the A-Team? On the A-Team when...
I remember that show! Face is in it!
When they would go do the cutscene where they're, like, putting the shit together.
Yeah, loading the guns and shit.
Yeah. There was always like a black arms with like two gold bracelets.
That's a generic response.
They didn't even match the gold that Mr. T wore. It was just like stunt arms with one or two pieces of gold on them.
By the way, Mr. T.
All right,
I know I heard it. I got you.
Who gives a shit, right? I don't.
Well, Kieran, you barely acknowledged.
I only brought it up.
You were just ready to move on.
Anyway.
I already had three thoughts in my
Perfect
head.
Perfect Strangers was a good show. Remember Balky? What island was he from?
The
Island of Meepos.
Yes, he sure.
And his sheep Binky.
Funny things. Josh, nothing changes.
Whatever happened to that guy from Perfect Strangers? Not Balky.
Oh, the other guy? Larry
Cousin Larry.
Yeah.
Larry Appleton. Larry Appleton?
Really?
Yeah, Larry Appleton.
Remember his name?
No, that was the character's name.
I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Balky went on to do True Romance.
He did a lot of things.
Who cares? Cheeky Panda doesn't care. Let's move on.
She's bored.
She's not naked from the waist down yet, so there's a problem with that.
What?
She's not naked from the waist down yet. There's a problem with that.
So yeah. there's a girl in the thing that you guys are trying to get naked.
I couldn't give shit.
She spelled couldn't. C-U-D-N-T.
I couldn't give shit.
Suddenly Beer Bear's getting aroused.
Astro Boy. All right.
Just go ahead and give Karen your fucking number to text you with already.
Just wasting time.
I know where this is going.
Yeah, you play like you hate the show, and then later you're like, you know what? Your show is kind of cute. And then you're like, oh, I fought it!
Here's
going to be her pocket pal. She'll smuggle him into Air Force in her purse. Take him out to play with him in the hotel room.
You guys are awful.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
21 Jump Street.
Wait, what?
No, I'm talking to one person now for some stupid reason.
227. Jack A. I love Jack A. She was black and she was saucy.
She was sexy.
She was spunky.
I liked her.
I couldn't ever get entertained by something that happened in the project. I get it. You don't have money. Fuck you.
What about the Jeffersons? What about What's Happening? I loved What's Happening with Rerun.
Yeah, the show's sucking.
And
that's
Dwayne.
What I thought. Dwayne?
Yeah, and Raj?
And Raj? What was the broad's name?
Oh, fuck.
Rudy? No.
Janet Jackson?
Tootie?
No.
Who's the broad in What's Happening? Raj?
Death Bitch.
I didn't watch those shows.
What was the Beer Bear?
Death Bitch.
No. I like what Rock type. What's a happening?
What's a happening?
What's a happening?
What does that mean, Cyber Spectre? Kieran's life is a special episode. Yeah! I just want to blow loads to this. This is my jerk-off theme, by the way.
Rocket, record this. This is my jerk off theme. Every night when I load up on the webcam, this song plays. I want this as my jerk off theme. When I'm camming up to porno, this song gotta be playing.
Hello, rerun.
Wait.
Shirley Hample.
You crazy.
Oh, there's the girl. What was her name? What the hell was her name in the show?
Danielle Spencer.
By the way, nothing ever named Shirley was ever hot.
Mabel King.
She's dead.
Hey, that's the woman that Jim Norton always references when he makes jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Apparently she lost a leg or something. I don't know.
That's what you finish.
Can we please record? Let's record that. That's my jerk off theme right there.
Every time we get to like
on
some sort of
playlist, music to make sock babies too.
That's my new bit on the show. I'm gonna play that and just start jerking off when Rocket's being boring on the show. I'm just gonna cam up and start playing. The thing, what's happening? I'm jerking off. That's what's happening.
Making sock babies.
What's happening? Yeah, I'm doing this. Hold on.
D, her name is D.
That's great.
Yeah, as in D's nuts.
Oh! No, you did!
Yeah,
oh,
it
no,
did.
You are.
All over your face.
You want to do it again?
All over my face? Weirdo.
What are we doing?
Yeah, Josh, you're here. This is why we play like sound clips on YouTube.
We just look at YouTube when you're here.
What's wrong with Raj? Let's see what that.
I can tell you one thing.
Oh, God. That's not nice.
By the way, Kieran totally jerked off to Nell Cotter in Give Me a Break. Well, I was asking her, give me a break. And there you go. I used a name. It was a joke 101. I blew that one. It was chapter one of Joke Book 101. How to do radio. I don't know.
Are we done?
Drunk calls. Anybody want to do those? We'll do
love
those.
Love to.
Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. So our listeners go out and get hammered. Start calling our
drunk call hotline?
Yeah. What is it? Instead of calling the boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, and dads, husbands, or wives, they call us on the drunk call hotline with the drunken ramblings. Here's the first call from a man named Kyle. Beer Bear, hang on the line.
Hey there, boys. This is Kyle from West Palm Beach, Florida. Spout, eight beers deep with the boys. Hanging out with some guys, playing some beer pong. Did well. Watching Family Guy. And it is very funny when you are just done with world. Yeah, love your show. Karen's a little bit. Kieran's just awesome. I know he plays the gay card, but it doesn't work very well because he's awesome.
Aw. Oh, wow. Love.
Spaz. And that's what I love about
him. I'm a spaz?
You're a spaz, but he loves you.
Aw.
Awesome listener. The man. Absent. So funny. That's all I got.
You're acknowledging listeners?
Yeah.
Over Josh.
Yeah, no.
Listeners have more rep.
That long, have I?
Who are you really? What's your name?
Well, Josh, as soon as you leave the door, you've been gone long enough.
People forget. I'm sorry, but
I didn't say it.
You
Josh.
Set yourself up for the joke. I have not.
I don't condone that joke, Josh. Go
on. You're laughing on the inside. Rocket's balls are laughing right now.
Weird. No, my balls could laugh.
They're always laughing.
That's true.
By the way, if you ever see Rocket's goons, they have sideburns. It's weird. I've seen it. All right, let's go.
They're manicured.
Really?
You do the old manscape?
Yeah, once in a while. I'm due, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Me.
Oh, you said it yourself?
Yeah.
It wasn't like
I don't like having hairy balls.
Wasn't the better half?
No. I still would do it for her. I don't like hairy balls.
Why?
What? What'd I say?
Josh, you shave your nuts still?
No. Still, I never did.
You never shaved your nuts?
No.
Why don't you shave your nuts?
Why would I?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would I?
You gotta trim that shit.
Why?
You should.
Shit can grow down there.
Yeah. I know.
Like in amongst the
hairy balls are uncool.
The foliage.
It's not like that. Like it's not like I got a
Beer Bear. You're divorced. Do you shave your goons?
I do a little trimming, but I don't do the shaving.
Well, there you go.
I've
trimming
for a while, but
there's a guy
trimming.
Thing.
Trimming.
There's
trimming.
A guy
I'm sorry,
in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee.
Trimming's one thing,
who's
but
divorced
shaving?
With a kid and has got no opportunity to show his goons to
no,
people.
No, I agree with you.
Shaving his goons.
Yeah, trimmed. I meant to say I didn't mean shave. Shaving
okay.
is trim.
Trim. That's
okay.
what I mean.
Yeah, trimming's yeah, trim, okay. Yeah. Shaving, no.
You got to trim the foliage, you know?
Right.
Like you trim the bushes.
Nice. Yeah. Escaping. You
can't,
do some landscaping.
You can't rock a full-blown jungle nuts. I mean,
yeah, you trim back the topiary. I get it.
Can't rock full-blown jungle nuts. All right, here's our next call from
Wait, what?
Full-blown jungle nuts.
I like that. That should be our new tagline for this show.
Yes. And get the what's happening.
Yeah, we should play that behind it.
Yeah. Jungle nuts time. By the way, jungle nuts time is going to happen about an hour from now for the cute kids.
Yeah.
I did a little manscaping myself.
She better well, hurry up and give her phone number.
So a cup of Manchester
by
for
the way,
you.
I'd just like to point out, 2 days ago, shaved my taint. Thank you.
Wait, what?
She had the taint.
How did you do that? How did you see?
I was reconstructing.
That's a complete.
That's dangerous.
Shave's gone. No, you can shaving a taint is easy.
Why would you?
Huh?
You mean with a razor?
What? Shave my taint.
With a razor?
No, I got a buzzer. Like a manscaping buzzer.
How fucking hairy does your area get that you need to fucking...
I'm Irish. That shit fucking gross.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to hurt yourself. Be careful.
No. Dude, don't shave it. Just braid it, man. I mean, shit.
Braid it?
You got to jump back up. You're breaking out clippers to hit back there.
Oh, boy. Here we go. And now the party's ended. Cockney.
Cockney, you shave your balls.
Yeah, I did.
You shave your balls completely.
What? Me, Kevin.
You're European.
Yeah, completely and utterly. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect. Unfortunately.
Oh, brilliant. All right. I've just got in. Okay.
And why are my arms tired?
I've got three things to talk about. Number one, I've just got in. I've just put on Lunatic Radio. Okay. And I've just talked about Kieran. You shaved your taint. Right?
Yes, I do.
That's right. There's fuck all wrong with that, dude. If I could high five you, I'd high five you now. I use a razor. Because I'm very careful with what I do.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're not bombed, yeah, use a razor. But, yeah, I get down there with the... pretty much, my hair's so light down there, if I hit it with, like, a buzzer with a guard on it, it'll all come right off. So it's like, you know, it's like a fucking parking lot. It's nice.
Right. Dude, I'm not a hairy person, right? I'm 35 years the other day old.
How old?
Right. I've got 11... chest hairs, and that's it.
11
you know what
chest
I realized?
Hairs.
Cockney sounds like the old guy from Snatch. The fucking
fuck
fucking Pikey.
Not Dougal. Why the fuck
right?
Don't call you Dougal? Rocky, I know what you look like. I will hunt you down, and I will lick you.
Yeah, I know. That's behave. What we do. All right, I'll be waiting. No problem. No problem.
That when were you saying when I was... anyway. Point being...
Yes, point. We're waiting for it. Let's go.
Point being... There's nothing wrong
closer.
With a man shaving his taint. I don't know what you're talking about, Rock. You
yeah.
must have a really hairy jungle or whatever. But Kieran,
right.
I'm well with you about shaving your taint or whatever.
You know what?
Because
I'm ecstatic that a European agrees to shave your taint.
Don't class me in with those Europeans. Right. Anyway,
since he's fading off into the background. Right, Kieran, right, okay, Rocket, right, okay.
Stop
okay,
him.
Rocket, Kieran, okay, Rocket. Okay, there you go, there's your translation.
Oh, Beer Bear 1, Cockney Tony 0.
By the way, Cockney Tony.
Oh, you want that?
Cockney Tony, anybody die in your family this week?
That's not nice.
Well, it depends. Does your mother have a quick abortion?
Oh! He said, take that!
Oh! How do you like them apples?
Yeah.
They're a bit sour.
Cockney 1, Kieran 0.
Well, Kieran's always 0.
That was rubbish.
Yeah, come but on. I'm Manchester United. I'm coming back, bitch.
You don't even know where
Listen,
that is.
Listen, I've got two more things to talk
Manchester.
About.
Wait, let Cockney finish. Come on, Cockney's got other things. Come on, Cockney, go.
Okay, so I went round to my mate's house, Slade Hall. Some of the Hardy Show people might know it or whatever. But I fell over on my way and I've got scabby palms now. Like they're ripped up palms. You know when you fall over when you're drunk and you just head plant first, but your palms hit the floor.
Yes,
and you
yes.
end up with scabby palms.
We get it.
How fun are they?
Not
That's very.
It. You had fun. All right, what's number three?
Number three is on my bed. If we was on, well, we are on Skype. but if I could be asked turning my video on, I would show you. I've got a kitten on my bed.
Aww. You gonna fuck it?
Shit. No, I'm not gonna fuck it. But is it wrong of me to nick a little ginger kitten on the way home? Not nick it. I'm not going to do bad things with it. But just a bit of company, if you will.
Not a ginger kitten, no.
Ew, she's British?
Yeah, Cockney. There's a British broad in the chat room. You should get her fucking 19 digits or however many fucking numbers you guys use over there in Europe.
That cheeky panda.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's British.
I'll tell you what, cheeky panda, because I've got such a good track record with talking to people online. we'll hit up.
Well, you know what? Hold on, he kind of wanted to brag about that a little bit, but then he was kind of disturbed that he has a good track.
Let him go.
He's on a roll here.
All right, go.
It's cool. I've got another two things to say. Number two, cheeky panda. Number one, I like it when you smile, but I think it'd be better if you had blood dripping from your mouth.
Alright, that's just a little...
It's a turn-on. And number two...
He defended it, and I like that.
Back to the kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Is it wrong of me to nick a kitten off the street and now have it in my room? I'm not going to fuck the kitten or anything. I just want a bit of company, you know? I need loving too.
No,
right?
I say no. A man does not have a kitten.
Cognate, it's only okay if you shave the kitten before you have it in the house.
Oh, fair question.
It's a very cute kitten.
What are you going to name it?
Now you sound like the guy from Snatch.
The fucking pike.
What are you going to name the kitten?
I'm going to name it Kieran.
Aw. Now I'm going to fuck it.
After a pussy.
I'm going to name it K-Dog.
Yes, K-Dog.
K-Dog.
K-Dog. You're going to name it K-Dog.
Right, go on. What we got? We got Bear Bear online. Who else we got? Josh is in studio. Welcome back, Mr. J. Jingles.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good to see you again, sir.
I missed you, Cockney.
All right, we got drunk calls to play, so let me get to this. All right.
We're missing dinner.
What?
My next.
You got a calling radio show, a talk show, but you can't fucking handle callers.
No, we're handling callers.
Joey. I was speaking to Josh. I was saying hello.
Joey's fucking phone callers show up at like 8 o'clock when the show starts at fucking 5.
He does sound like a character. It's supposed to be over now.
Quarter past one, you dickhead. I'll give your phone number out if you want, Kieran.
What, my phone number?
If you want.
You have my phone number?
Yeah. I sold it at Hardy's.
I think we need to set up Cheeky Panda with Tony Cockney. I think.
You stole my number? My number?
From who?
Heidi? Oh,
from Hardy's phone.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
That's fucked up.
Why aren't you sending me sexting pics?
I've got them if you want them.
No, I do not. No,
I've got messages about
not publicly, anyway.
You got messages about me?
Yeah.
Oh.
What happened? What did I do?
Up. I'll give them you and you, Adam.
Great. Whatever. Call me. I don't give a shit.
Do you have dirt on us?
Again, I'm left out.
Sorry. I've been a dickhead so far. I apologize. All I want to do is speak to Josh. Two minutes.
Okay.
Kieran?
Yes?
I own you, bitch.
He owns
Josh.
You?
Josh.
Yeah.
Sir.
Josh.
Sir.
Why didn't you come to New York?
I couldn't make it.
Oh,
I was in the middle of a move.
You're down pikeys.
Whatever. Nah.
You're going to throw the fight.
When's the next time you're coming to New York?
Well, it depends. Are you going to put me up? Nope.
I can't. How am I going to put you up? You want to stay with me in North Carolina and then take a 10-hour drive to New York with me?
Yeah, it's a hell of a commute.
I want to stay in North Carolina. No, I don't want to go to New York. I want to stay in your house for 7 days and just look at you and eat bacon.
It's kind of weird.
Nice, that's a weekend.
Do you like it crispy or soft?
Bring the cat.
Oh, dude, it looks so comfy.
I'm going to go to Europe, Rock. You want to go to Europe?
Yeah, let's go to England.
Because all they seem to do is get drunk.
Bricktop, that was his name. He sounds like Bricktop. That was it.
That was the one.
Yeah.
You must. You want a little invite to a pig farm or whatever.
Hey, Cockney, talk sweet nothings to the broad in the chat room. Cheeky.
Here we got Cheeky.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you what. Right, before we start, let me go. Cheeky, there you go.
profile.
There's an attractive young lady in the chat room.
He goes to her profile. He needs all the information.
And Cockney, the drunk European, is going to talk sweet nothings to her. Go ahead, Cockney. We'll give you the floor. This is a visual for radio, but we're all going to enjoy this who's listening live. This is why I need to listen live to the show, because live video shit happens. Let's go. Right, Cockney, sweet nothings to the cheeky panda. Go ahead.
Cheeky panda, I'll tell you what, if you phone in round about now, I'll give you a reason to turn over and lie down. All right, girl, you like it? Sweetheart. You love it up, yeah? You dirty little slag. You fucking old little cunt with daddy issues, little bitch.
Daddy nothing better on
Sunday afternoon. You love it. Come on, smile for Paddy. Go on. Is that how you treat it before he backhands you? You little cunt. Don't try and cover it up. You know it's going to force its way in. You cunt. Oh, you dirty bitch. This is how we make love orally. What's wrong with you? I'm fucking drunk, dickhead. Liverpool just beat Chelsea 2-0. Wonderful.
Everything's right in the world.
Not everything, Rocket.
Oh, sorry.
Now, let's see if it's as sexy as a guy from Snatch. Can you... Let's see.
Go on, Josh. What you got for me?
Hold on. We want to see... We want to see how the professionals do it.
Cheeky Panda. She only has sex fucking once every 4 years.
You're always going to...
And that's when Japanese tourist people are watching. She's called a panda, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
Go on, Josh.
Well, Cheeky, you got any response to that?
Yeah, Cheeky.
Cheeky,
you should call in. We should get a conference call with you and Cockney.
Yeah, call in, Cheeky.
Come on, Cheeks. Get in here.
Cheeky.
Did you say Cheeks?
I always nickname
Cheeky,
people.
Where are you from?
It's either
Where's Cheeky from?
Where are you from, Cheeky?
Read the chat.
She's okay. From Cheekyville. Oh, God.
Cheekyville? Is that now? I've got no game deal. Or a little tiny penis here.
She's typing away. She's angry typing.
Clickety clackety. Scotland.
She's Scotland.
Forget her.
Scotland.
Oh, that's almost near me. That's like a 4-hour train ride away. Yeah. I could well come up there and hang out outside your bedroom window.
At least he's honest.
Chad here. Phone sex with Cheeky would be hot.
Why?
You think? Have you ever heard a Scottish accent?
No, it wouldn't be hot. It would just sound like just blah.
Freedom!
Wait, yeah. What? How?
When she comes, that's all I know.
Freedom!
Wait, why?
Freedom!
Wait, why would that happen?
Because all we know is Braveheart.
Braveheart references?
Yeah, that's all we know.
Oh, that's cute.
Trainspotting. Come on, Karen.
Oh, yeah, that was a great fucking movie.
Trainspotting's great. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels!
Dude.
Yeah, fucking A, dude.
And what was that? Because
I was watching it this morning for a little bit, so that's why I referenced it.
District 9, huh? Wait, how about that one?
With the fucking...
By the way, Cockney, I don't think you're in the mix there with Cheeky. She's getting the police to stand outside her house now.
The Bobbies?
I'm wearing a police uniform out there in Scotland right about now.
Oh.
Darren.
Beer bear's
still
there. What?
So... You're in charge of this fuck-up right now.
I am in charge of the fuck-up right now?
Yeah.
Dude, get on a train, get to Scotland, and whisper sweet nothings into the girl's ear.
Yeah. Make do say anything. Do the scene of say anything.
Yeah, get a boombox in a trench coat, stand outside a window with the boombox above your head, play some Depeche Mode, and get in the pants.
Depeche Mode? That's not what you...
No, I
believe. How is Pam B? Do you speak to her now?
What's that?
Pam B.
Yeah, no, I talk to Pam all the time. She's good. I like Pam.
Have you got over that?
What?
So you got over that?
Yes, I got over Pam. Loving Pam B. Yes, I got over loving Pam B. Pam B's cool.
How's that?
She's nice.
Ashley's nice.
Ashley's very nice, too.
Can we wrap up the show?
We need to wrap up the show. I got a drunk calls. Hold on, Cockney. Hang on there.
Kieran.
What?
Leave me off. Fucking hell, give me a second. I'll tell you. Leave me on with beer.
Kieran, right. Okay, all right. Kieran, all right. Right, Kieran, right. Okay, right. Kieran.
Beer bear.
Rocket. All right. Joey telehost. Oh, right.
Beer bear you're 2, down, Cockney 0. Oh,
dude, you're getting killed by Tennessee.
That's so hard to show.
All right, here's the... Shut up for a second.
Oi!
here's
right.
Here's Wise Fool. I got to play the drunk calls. These people call in. Come on.
Hi, it's Wise Fool. I'm really about to shit my pants. I got a fucking pregnancy scare going on right now. I'm gonna get fucking drunk. Fuck.
Why is that interesting?
What were you saying underneath your breath there, sir? I heard something.
I was just telling Cheeky my Hotmail cut that you gave me. Did we play the Australian dudes?
By the way, was it's Wocket and Kiwan.
Oh, what do you expect with these fucking fucked up cheeks? You expect me to have a perfect accent?
Oh, it looks like you ate a stick of dynamite.
I think you're perfect, Cockney.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Adam.
Hold on.
He sounds like an old man, doesn't he?
He's an old fucking man. He's a lanky fucking bastard with a Yankees cap on. He's an old fucking man. He just says that because he knows I'm right.
With a cane and some thick glasses and a burgundy robe.
No. He's more like on the verge of AIDS kind of looking.
Oh.
Yo, Cockney, I gotta suggest. But we're running real late. Cockney, I gotta suggest you gotta get I'm taking judgment here. You gotta get on a train because what time is it over there? It's gotta be like 3 a.m, right? In Scotland?
It's 1:20.
Yeah, she's a freaky girl. She's up late. She's up late. We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta end this.
All right, here's two something. Here. I gotta go.
All right, we're ending the call. Thank you, Beer Bear, and thank you, Cock.
But you gotta go.
What?
Would it be that hard to give the listeners a little bit extra?
We are 20 minutes.
Dude, it's 21 minutes over already.
What do you do this show for? Your personal self? Or do you do it for your fans, i.e. people who call
it's a good
you?
Point, Rock. He's got a good point.
You know, you got a good point, Cockney, and I guess to sum it up will be this. All right.
Hold on. I gotta address something. Cyber Spectre, I know District 9 was out of South Africa.
Wow. Here's Two-Stone Mike.
Shall we end the show?
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? I couldn't remember the fucking phone number. 206-202-something-something-66. You know,
get to it.
There you go. Do some Mike. Haven't called in for a while. Just watched U of A Arizona lose to Stanford.
Nothing happens in Tucson.
And yes, I am drunk.
Yeah, great.
This is the first time I've been drunk. It's the last time I called the drunk call hotline. It used to be the Cal Ripken, and now I'm like the, I don't know. God, I can't think of some guy that gets injured all the time. But whatever. Same guy.
He's still there.
You guys are doing a great show, I think. Haven't listened for like a year, but enjoy the show if you still do drunk calls.
You guys, as a listener, hasn't listened in a year calling into the drunk call.
Yeah. Cockney, what do you got?
Dude, I've got lots. If you give me the time. What?
Don't you have work in the morning?
No, I'm unemployed now.
All right.
I got laid off.
I don't think Cheeky Panda's liking that.
That's sexy, huh?
Give me 2 weeks. I'll get $5,500.
Oh, so $5,500?
What are you doing, sucking dick?
What's that in American?
$8?
Probably $9,000.
What?
In about 2 weeks, I'll get $9,000.
For what?
Well, I was at the same job for 10 years, so they laid me off.
I'll get $9,000 for bank robbery.
You retard. That doesn't even make sense.
No, it's funny.
I just want to listen to him through the phone again. It was cheaper than fucking internet.
All right.
You got a cub back.
I'm not a Cub fan.
Kieran, Joey, Rocket, right. Cheeky, Panda. I'm standing outside your door right now with a boom box. Fuck
you. Yeah. Know, honestly, Beer Bear does the, like, we can just, and he sounds better. It's like, it's a better quality, so we could just have Beer Bear do Cockney's conversation.
I like my Cub set.
I can't really call back after, I mean, when you guys hung up, I totally understood. He called back, I thought, no. I want to listen to the phone again. Fuck it,
because
it's funnier this way.
Yeah. All right, we really do got to go. Anybody got hotties of the week?
You guys have have to go? Why do you have to go? What are you
going to do? Yeah, I'm going to go for Cheeky Panda because what the fuck to sit there and babble on about some rambling shit that we'll never understand because he talked too long to say it.
Yeah, there you go. Fair enough.
Look, Kieran, Adam, yeah. Jessica. Right?
I like how he sounds far away. He sounds like we're walking away from him.
Because we are.
Would you wave a cancer patient? Yes or no?
You want to buy this old fucking car? I'm telling you, you'll love it. It's fucking great, all right? There's a little bit of water leakage, a little bit of oil leakage, a little bit of radiator. It's okay, right? You want to buy it? It's good, okay? Buy it. Okay, light, okay. Check up why.
You finished.
Oh, he scores a point.
Oh, you're going to let him talk to you like that?
That's 2 points in the flake of
foul. Are you going to let us talk to each other like that? That's more to the point. I've got a lot to say, dickhead. Why are you letting the Cubs out?
You got a lot to say to a dickhead?
Yes, I do, dickhead. Why are you wearing a Cubs hat?
Why? Because I don't know, I like the hat. It's nice. I'm not a Cub fan. I hate Chicago. But I like the hat.
Well, you was a Yankees fan.
I am a Yankee fan.
So, why are you mixing your sports games?
Let's go. We're done.
We got to go. You're running out of shit.
We are done. Thank you, Josh. Thank you to everybody calling in.
All right, we got
to
go.
Howdy, Beer Bear. Thank you.
I got to move to England.
Take care, Cockney.
Nothing but laugh.
Sayonara.
Yes, have some.
How do you want me?
Come
on, let's go. Let's go.
Hottie of the Week time, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world of entertainment. Deemer, the Hottie of the Week. Pointless segment. Do it each and every week. This is how we end the show because we don't know how to end the show. We'll go around the board. People in the chat room listening live can post their names to the chicks and the reason why. We'll read them off. Beer Bear's going with Joey Co-host.
I'm going with Joey Co-host too. Thank you, Todd.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you use a three. It's Lunatic Radio in 3D.
Ooh. Rock, Josh, who's your hottie of the week?
I don't know. I'll go with the girlfriend Britta on Community.
There you go.
Nice. All right. I'm going to go with Rachel Bilson. To the store in the New York Post. That's my hottie of the week. Anybody can chime in. Waz is going with Cheeky Panda.
Steph's going with Kendra Wilkinson. Anna Paquin from True Blood.
Matt from Everett is going with Joey Co-host. Cyberspect is going with Josh's bald head. Kendra Wilkinson.
Lara Pepron from That 70s Show.
Chad here is going with Show Rocks, guys. Oh, wait, that's not a person. Laura Prepon, That 70s Show.
Ooh.
Is that the redhead?
Yeah, because it's not the other one.
Oh, McGillicuddy, shaved taint. Thank you, sir.
Shaved taint. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for Kagi Tony, Flipfire, Beer Bear for calling in.
Cheeky Panda for the inspiration to do the last 20 minutes of the show, I guess. Thank you to Cockney Tony, Beer Bear, Josh Gogan, who drove 8 hours
guys,
to get here today.
Thank you for all the listeners chiming in today in the chat room. It's much appreciated. Facebook.com/Unistic Radio, Twitter.com/Unistic Radio. Check us out, please.
Sunday nights, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West. LunaticRadio.com show. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.